Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickens.
An Oregon street preacher was cited for violating a sound ordinance while preaching outside a Portland soccer game recently. Police cited him for broadcasting his message about the gospel via megaphone that could be heard from more than 100 feet away, a violation of Oregon law. Well, Pacific Justice Institute came to this preacher's defense and drafted a legal brief requesting that the charges be dismissed on constitutional grounds. Well, the DA dropped the charges. Score one for religious liberty, because street preachers have a right to preach the gospel in public forums, and that includes public sidewalks.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Big government, take care of yourself. Stay out of everybody else's life. The government stays out of your life. Enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Liberty doodah. Here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Well, I think when we confirm Brett Kavanaugh, which I predict we will on Saturday, I think that will be the outcome. Of course, we could have had a more dignified way to consider Dr. Ford's allegations through the normal process. But since Senator Feinstein sat on those allegations for about 6 weeks and dropped them on us after the hearing, the first hearing on Judge Kavanaugh, we got into this, I think, circus where there were no rules and the end seemed to justify the means.
So that is the, well, we knew this was coming. This is going to be the first of, well, we got some procedural votes. Just, I mean, this is how it is. So got to open it up. They're going to be battling this out on the floor, and then they're going to advance this to a file cloture. And then this is going, they think it's going to advance. This could be tomorrow. I mean, this vote was to take it and the last procedural hurdles before we have the final countdown. I just wanted to say that so we could play that song later on. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. So it is, yeah, it's going to be, I have to say, and by the way, welcome to the show. It has been one hell of a morning. At D Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook, and more than one way. I'm actually really impressed with how hard Republicans have fought. I really am. I never thought I would actually kind of say this, but I am really impressed with how hard a lot of them have fought. Now, Jeff Flake says that he is going to be a yes. Joe Manchin is a yes. Joe Manchin, I think he might be one of my favorite Democrats. He's a Democrat, though. Let's not forget who he caucuses with and ultimately what he'll vote for, but this is pretty big. Murkowski, though. Oh, Murkowski. I actually thought it would be Collins over Murkowski that would crumple. I really did. But, you know, some people's children. Isn't that how we say it? I don't know. So Flake says that he is going to... He's going to, which I'm stoked about. He's going to be supporting and getting this moving forward, and so that'll be awesome. So, yeah, Manchin voted, and I was listening to the vote live. I was playing it on my I had a project this morning, and I was listening through on my phone. So, Murkowski was a no on the procedural vote. Flake was a yes, and then I loved Mitch McConnell's sassy remarks towards the end as well, because and Chuck Grassley. Chuck Grassley's been on fire lately. And Cornyn said that he was optimistic as to where everything was going, and I was pleased to see all that. So this is, it's that they're moving on forward. Now, with some of that, Audio soundbite. Let's see, because I have a lot of stuff here for you as well. And here was some of this morning, audio soundbite 25. This is just a little bit of what we had heard from this morning, this earlier vote.
Any senators in the chamber who wish to change their vote? As a reminder to our guests in the galleries, expressions of approval or disapproval are not permitted in the Senate galleries. On this vote, the yeas are 51, the noes are 49, the motion is agreed to.
There you go. Super stoked. Very, very nice. Very, 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 very nice. So then I got to get 21 ready for you because this made me mad. I listened to this last night and I was just like, We have the protests. We have the protests. We have the way that, by the way, when I listened this morning when Chuck Schumer was talking about when he was giving some of his final remarks ahead of Mitch McConnell on the floor where it concerned Kavanaugh, these individuals, and then when Dianne Feinstein mentioned his tone, step off. And Kavanaugh has an editorial in the Wall Street Journal. It ran last night. And I appreciate that he feels contrite. I get that. But I don't think he had anything for which to apologize. I really don't. He did this whole thing in the Wall Street Journal wherein he said that he was sorry for his tone, that he was there as a husband, he was there as a father, and so as a result, he was obviously upset about it, which I think anybody would be. He said he had, when he was writing this, he had said, yes, I was emotional, and he said, and he goes, maybe, which I didn't, again, I didn't think that, he goes, yes, I was emotional last Thursday. I hope everyone can understand that I was there as a son, husband, dad. I testified with five people, foremost in my mind, my mom, my dad, my wife, and most of all, my daughters. And this ran last night about 7:30 Central. And he said that he discussed his years as a judge. He discussed how he did not want to be swayed by public pressure. This is what aggravates me. When I was listening to Feinstein this morning and she was saying, well, it was his tone, and I had never seen, you know what, as a voter, I've never seen anyone sit before a Senate Judiciary Committee and be falsely accused of being a gang rapist. I've never seen anyone sit before the Senate Judiciary Committee wherein members of that Senate Judiciary Committee, before he had even testified the first time, had said they were going to vote no on him. I have never before remembered ever seen anyone sit before the Senate Judiciary Committee on which members of that committee had said that a nominee that was coming before them, a prospective justice on the Supreme Court, was quote-unquote evil, intimating that he was a gang rapist, intimating that he was a pedophile, all of these things. And you people have the audacity to deny him the indignation that you caused? You created this crap storm of sensationalist, horrifying, false accusations, and you're upset that he got upset? Who the hell are you people? You all get upset if somebody uses the wrong damn pronoun. Who are you to get mad at a guy who gets rightfully mad at being accused of being a gang rapist or intimated that he's a pedophile? I thought he was too damn reserved sitting there. I thought he was too reserved. They not only do they want to, and they keep saying, well, this is a job interview. At what job interview are you accused of being a gang rapist? Falsely. Where in the hell are you people interviewing for jobs? At what job interview is it even mildly suggested and falsely that you're a pedophile? The hell kind of jobs are you people interviewing for? How many people have you gang raped? What? It's not a job interview. That's a witch hunt. That's like what they did back in the Salem days. Does she float? Seriously. You know what? I watched this movie. It was one of the absolutely craziest. It was a really good movie. I think it's on par with, like, The Omen and Rosemary's Baby. It's called The Witch, and it has some people in it that I don't know who the hell they are. But there's this one little blonde girl who's a really good actress, and the little boy who's in it's fantastic. It's called The Witch. It was out in 2015. And there was at one point, I'm not giving nothing away for you, where these two little twins, who I thought were devilish, I thought those twins were just the horrible children. And the older girl, who is trying so hard to be the most rational person on the family farm, they got kicked out of the other Puritan settlement, I guess, because, I don't know, and they were living on this farm, and they were zealots to the point where their lack of grace was kind of the downfall, right? And so, and I say zealots in that they loved, they weren't focused so much on the closeness of the relationship, but rather the choreography of the motions, for the lack of a better way to put it. It was a devotion for the wrong sake, if that makes sense. Anyway, but without getting too philosophical about it, the whole point, these kids are sitting in this barn, right? And you know how back in the olden days, like way back in the day, like if you mysteriously had an illness, people, I mean, they would like bleed you. They thought that would cure you. And anything they couldn't explain was because of witches, right? Or magic. And they're sitting here in this barn, and they're asking each other questions that are perfectly just explained by science. Does that mean you're a witch? No, does this mean you're a witch? And I was just looking at the state of these insane accusations back and forth to each other, and I'm like, this is like watching members of the minority party on the Senate Judiciary Committee question people. It's, I know, I did have that thought. You're right, I did. I watched that movie, and I had that thought. Siri thinks I'm talking to her. Siri, shut up. Seriously. Stop it. So, it just was, it was, it, I thought that was quite interesting. Quite interesting. Mm-mm-mm. So, that's exactly what this is like. Watching them go back and forth and watching all of this. I mean, there was nothing in this FBI report that confirmed anything. Nothing. Nothing substantiated it. And I don't take any of you seriously. All you people who are like, well, you need to talk to the people that she told this to. What? You know, you didn't interview those people that she told 37 years after it happened. What had happened, and only after Brett Kavanaugh's name came into the press, Dana. Wait, you mean, what? That's not a witness, you moron. Kane, it's like you telling me, Dana, you know, 36 years ago, I was hit by another vehicle, and they ran off. And me going, yeah, that's just like me being a witness. I witnessed it.
Right.
That's not how that works. That's not what a witness is. Witness means you literally, with your own physical eyeballs, you see it. I've seen it like that, right? That's what it means. It doesn't mean, well, she tells you 36 years later. It's like watching those little kids talk with that goat in that movie, The Witch. You got to watch it now just to know what I'm talking about, don't you? It's Halloween. All right, so I'm amazed at this. I could sit here and talk about this whole show. Well, Dana, if you tell someone 36 years later, if you tell them after an incident, 36 years after an incident, that actually makes them a witness. I'm a millionaire. I won $1 million 10 years ago. It's true. Where's my money? You're all witnesses. That's not how that works. Don't these people pride themselves on being the intelligent ones? Right? Aren't these the people that pride themselves on being the intelligent ones and say that people from flyover are too stupid to come and hold elected office in Washington, D.C.? Isn't that sort of like what the thing is? Yeah, but they're going to sit here and be like, well, you know, if you tell them 36 years after an incident, it's just like witnessing, except it's not. So we're going to talk about what's next and how. Now a New York Times reporter says that Chuck Grassley is an anti-Semite because he correctly noted that a lot of the organized protests in the Capitol are from the Tides Foundation, which is funded by Soros, whatever that means. Y'all are grabbing at straws. Just stop. Just stop. I just want to put some more select blinds up on my house and close you all out of it. That's what I want to do. Dana, that segue, though. You're right. So it's falls here. I can't tell in Texas. Do you know why? Because it's still like 90 degrees and everything's green. Wear fall clothes at your own risk. So in the meantime, though, as we wait for it to catch up to the rest of the nation, you can go ahead and update your windows with Select Blinds. They have a huge selection of shades, shutters, and blinds, a million different fabrics, a million. Just go look. I could sit here and tell you about all of it, or you could just go to selectblinds.com/Dana or selectblinds.com and check out their selection yourself. Look, they make it so easy. They take the guesswork out of ordering their blinds. They're high quality. They're packaged so nice. They ship actually really fast. I was a little shocked at how fast they arrived. Because I'm just used to things taking forever. And that's what you always hear, right? Well, if for it to be high quality, it has to be super expensive and take forever to get to your house. That's not true. Selectblinds.com shows you how. I have, like, fancy expensive shades in my house, and I got shades from Select Blinds, and you can't even tell the difference. Except I can, because I know that one was, like, very expensive and one was not. One was actually affordable. So that's awesome. They have the most online reviews, 5-star ratings on the planet, more than a million satisfied customers. So go and choose selectblinds.com. Get the best deals, blind, shade, shutter. Shop today. Mention the Dana Show at checkout using the drop-down menu. Let selectblinds.com upgrade your home today. Pick the Dana Show from the drop-down menu, selectblinds.com. My pillow has changed the way I sleep forever. I'm not going back to the old awful pillow I used to have. I don't even remember what it was, but it was so uncomfortable. I just hated it with the burning power of 1,000 suns. I'll be honest. At first, I was not sold on the whole My Pillow trend because I was like, it doesn't take you 10 years to make a pillow, but I don't care how long it took Mike to make a pillow. This thing is the most comfortable pillow that is out there in pillow land, and I am a believer now because I have it. It's amazing. I've had it for almost a year. It's 100% machine washable and dryable. It's made right here in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty. So say goodbye to your old crappy pillow like I did, and then sleep better instantly. Why would you deny yourself that? Back by popular demand, the MyPillow's buy one, get one free offer is here. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com. Use promo code Dana to get 2 MyPillows for the price of 1. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Dana. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Dana, 800-944-4975.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine Colonel who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship, Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
So I'm liking Joe Manchin right now. He's a normal Democrat, right? He's not one of the, like, self-justice warriorism. He's like, you know, I could have a beer with Joe Manchin, provided he has, like, no, you know, like, he's not opposed to beer. Anyway. Or is that inappropriate? I don't even know. Like, what is it? I watched, I know we got to get into Quick Five. But I was very fascinated. I heard Drew Barrymore say recently that talking today, even talking in culture, because everything is so politically correct, is like walking on a tightrope in ice skates. Yeah. I was like, that's really good. That is so good. Let's kick it into some quick five.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, I got some weird things here for you because I feel like it. I don't know what's going on with you, Ireland. They got a Krispy Kreme and all hell broke loose. They got one Krispy Kreme. One. And apparently they had to close it. Residents were infuriated. It was a 24-hour Krispy Kreme. And imagine in their little sweet Irish voices, they say, oh, we haven't slept since the opening. And they said that it's in Blanchardstown. They said, oh, there's honking cars and late night noises. And they said that it's 24/7 drive-through. And they have video of the traffic, and it is the most insane thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It's like a whole parking lot of people that are Irish people that are getting mad at each other over donuts. So they actually had to close it a day because it was just chaotic. Isn't that insane? Popeyes debuts lavish champagne battered chicken wings coated with 24 karat gold. Ooh, love that chicken from Popeyes. They marked the opening of its 3,000th restaurant by debuting 24-karat champagne wings. Gosh, that's just the most, I don't know. They're boneless wings, so they ain't real wings. They're nuggets, let's be real. It's a price of $5 for 6 wings with a choice of a side and a warm biscuit. It's in Elizabeth, New Jersey. So, yeah, 24-karat gold champagne wings. I love chicken wings, but not also with champagne and gold. Stay with us. Fall is finally here, and as the fun starts to move indoors with friends and family, make sure your most important home improvement project is handled with SelectBlinds.com. Interior designers agree that one of the easiest ways to improve a room's appearance is by upgrading your old blinds, shades, and shutters. Select Blinds makes ordering blinds online simple and easy. Select and order high-quality, easy-to-install blinds, shades, and shutters today. Select Blinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering unbelievable deals. Select Blinds has the most online reviews and 5-star ratings on the planet. That's more than 1 million satisfied customers. SelectBlinds.com really is the simple and smart way to get blinds. To get the best deal on blinds, shades, and shutters, shop today at SelectBlinds.com. And remember to mention Dana Show at checkout using the drop-down menu. Let SelectBlinds.com upgrade your home today. SelectBlinds.com. I love mine, and you'll love yours, too. Go to SelectBlinds.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount. Let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Hey, 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 hey.
Coast to coast and all over Flyover Nation.
The Dana Show.
She walked behind Donald Trump when he was mocking Christine Ford. When he was mocking her. There were people laughing. There were people laughing. And you know, I'm the resident Czech white women person in the Women's March. So let me tell you who was laughing. White women were standing there laughing with their white husbands. White women were laughing. So let me explain to you what I mean by that, because I know those white women are not standing here with us today. It means that 94% of black women went to the polls for Hillary Clinton, someone who looks like you.
Hillary's black?
Wow. And she lost.
She lost.
That's pretty bad.
That is one of the Women's March organizers, Tamika Mallory, whose very dear friend and mentor, Louis Farrakhan, thinks that women should, they belong in the kitchen.
Oh, should I go and read his quote? I'm just curious. Why that?
Please do. And who does Farrakhan look like?
That's
weird.
Like, yeah, he's a man.
It's weird.
He says, women, the kitchen is your medicine cabinet, is what he has said before. He said that all women need is this is stuff that he has said many, many times. I mean, he has been, It has made a lot of, leftists, like, you know, people like Bill Clinton and everybody else, you know, she mentioned Hillary Clinton. Hillary's husband was on stage next to Louis Farrakhan, who's also a crazy, crazy, crazy anti-Semite. I mean, they try to, Tamika Mallory is like his biggest champion. She's defended him repeatedly. Repeatedly. I mean, the stuff that he has said about Jews, the stuff that he has said about women, some pretty crazy, unbelievable stuff. And so I just find it really funny. That's what I find funny, and that's what I laugh at, is the hypocrisy of sitting here lecturing everybody else and trying to inject race in it, because I guess that's all people can do when they don't have any facts, try to inject race in it. Why don't you sit here and tell us about where Farrakhan thinks women should be? Because if Farrakhan had his way, you wouldn't be out there speaking. You'd be in the kitchen making sandwiches because you're a woman. That's what you'd be doing. And if you were Jewish, you'd be in hell because he thinks that all Jews are devils or something. Isn't that what he said? That's like what he has. We've played his audio soundbites on here. It's horribly, horribly anti-Semitic. But that's what they support. That's what Tamika Mallory and the Women's March support. So seriously, please. I'm so tired of this. The whole, you have to agree with us or shut up. Gosh. Speaking of shut up, why is it that Mazie Hirono, when she was telling boys to shut up, where was she when her mentor was accused of repeatedly sexually harassing a woman? He was trying to grab his female hairdresser's boobs, apparently. He kept trying to, and he made her very uncomfortable, and he kept repeatedly doing it. You know, she never said anything about that. Oh, but you all can shut up, Mazie Hirono. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of this is just garbage, absolute garbage. Oh, yeah, play some of that, Steve. Play some of that hot cat. Play some of that hot Farrakhan audio, you know.
However, because of Jewish influence on and in the present administration, the administration does not appear willing to take the appropriate steps that are necessary to bring about a ceasefire in order to begin serious negotiations for a peaceful resolution to this conflict.
Oof. Yeah, it's kind of a problem. Kind of a problem. And then you have Tamika Mallory saying, oh, well, he's, you know, defending him and all this other stuff. Okay, you go ahead and defend that. That's all right. You go ahead. Goodness. So, looks like they're debating on the floor. And we're just going to keep on watching. But final vote looks like it'll be over the weekend. And Murkowski, where's the story? I'm going to pull this up because I'm wondering if this is this. Okay, so Clarence Thomas's an accuser of his, Mariah Smith, who is a lawyer in Alaska. She met with Lisa Murkowski to try to talk her out of supporting Kavanaugh. She was the one who said that, I guess, like what he groped her or something at one point. And I don't know if that had an effect on Murkowski or not, but that's just, I'm just telling you because that's what came out. So I'm just,
there has been nothing proven. What they're trying to do is poison the environment. They're trying to make it look like there are so many different accounts that it must be true because of the quantity. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it look like, well, there's so many, there's such a huge quantity, it must be true. When Dianne Feinstein mentioned Deborah Ramirez, her story, I don't believe her. That was crazy. And all the people that were in there, I don't believe that Brett Kavanaugh, I do not believe her that Brett Kavanaugh did that. And all the people that were in the room that she was naming, they said, that never, ever happened. What in the world? Everybody, again, once again, disputed it. If Brett Kavanaugh is a liar, then if you're not proving your accusation, Julie Swetnick, that's somebody else, a grown woman going to high school parties, what? For years? It's just weird. So this, nothing was proven. Nothing was proven. Nothing
We now go live to North State High School football with Connor Sutton.
Another edition of high school football here on KCNR 1460. Tonight's game of the week is the Pleasant Valley Vikings on the road against the Enterprise Hornets. The Hornets 0-1 in league play, 1-4 overall, as they will try to get back on the win column this evening. And the Pleasant Valley Vikings at 4-2, 2-0 in league play. Last two games for Pleasant Valley, both in league play, is they beat Shasta last week 31-13 in a solid victory, and then week before that, taking down Red Bluff 43-14. And Enterprise losing to Chico last week 21-14. The main difference between these two teams is the way they move the ball. The offense for the Vikings, led by Tanner Hughes, the quarterback, goes primarily through the air, where Enterprise can do more damage on the ground. And if you look at the points per game totals on the offense, 30 points per game for Pleasant Valley and Enterprise at 15. Both teams almost identical in yards per game total. It's just been the inability, for Enterprise and able to pick up either touchdowns or field goals. Enterprise is going to kick this one away in their black uniforms and yellow lettering and stripes. Connor Sutton here with you for the call. No Joseph Van Dyke this evening, as we are just about a few moments away from kicking it off. Pleasant Valley in the visiting white uniforms with the navy blue helmets and the light blue lettering. Here we go. The kick is going to be landed right at the 20, taken in at the 19-yard line, and now here's a big run down the left side, and only a couple blocks to go. Gets across midfield to 50, and breaks it all the way. 30, 20, 10, 5, and what a start to this game for Pleasant Valley on the kickoff return that goes 81 yards, taken to the house. What a return that was. I believe it was Brandon Neaton on the return. Wow, what a way to start for Pleasant Valley. Instead of letting their offense go out there, they get a quick six.
Pleasant Valley, Dalton Walker.
So we thought there might have been a flag down on the play, but the White Hat just cleared that up. So Pleasant Valley is going to try to kick the extra point here and make it 7-0, just 13 seconds into this first quarter. The extra point is up and good. And after a 81-yard kickoff return for a touchdown for Pleasant Valley, they have a 7-0 lead. We'll take a break here shortly in this one. Enterprise will be returning when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Dante Jackson is going to kick it away for Pleasant Valley. And this kick is a booming one. It's going to get into the end zone, and that will be a touchback, so Enterprise will take over at the 20. Tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Fun things to do at Turtle Bay right now. There's a number of them. You can check out the Parrot Playhouse year-round during business hours, closed between 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. You can do a walkthrough of an interactive aviary featuring lorikeets, Australian birds seen in every color of the rainbow. Enjoy looking at these beautiful parrots and feeding them from your own hand as they land on your arm. This is free for members, included with parking admission and $1 for feeding. So Enterprise is going to take over. About to go the length of the field, already 7 points down after the kickoff return for a touchdown. As they go into a little bit of a power formation. Here's a toss play out to the light left. That's to Jaden Campbell. Campbell now finds his way to turn uphill. Gets to the 24-yard line, and he's taken out of bounds there. And it'll be second and six. Well, Enterprise has the ability to put points on the board, and they especially move the ball, but that getting into the end zone has been their struggle this year. A couple injuries throughout. Matthew Amasaki's out tonight, one of the key wide receivers and defensive backs. Shotgun set, trips punch out in the right in the slot, taking the snap is the quarterback. He's going to roll out to the right, and now he's room to run. He goes down at around the 28. Leslie Cummings wearing the number 15 tonight. He is the guy that Pleasant Valley is going to be worried about, his ability to throw and move the ball on the ground. And it's third and two.
Third down and two.
Quick third down for the Pleasant Valley defense. If they can get a stop, their momentum will improve. Here comes the blitz from the outside. Cummings drops back to pass. He's going to have to roll to his left. Snow still going backwards. Nowhere to look. He throws out to the right. The Campbell, he overthrew him. Incomplete. And now it's fourth down.
For Jaden Campbell, going to bring up fourth down and two for Enterprise.
Last time the blitz came from the left side of the line on the outside linebacker blitz and forced the line to kind of shift left. Cummings saw it, tried to step up into the pocket, but nobody was open on that initial drop. Then had to drop back a couple more times just to look for room before eventually throwing out to the right side to Campbell in the flat, but he overthrew him. So Cummings is going to punt this one away. It's going to bounce at the 41 and roll to the 34. It's taken in at the 34, and now here comes Pleasant Valley again. Good block to the outside. Now gets across midfield just shy of the 35 and around the 37. And another good return, and that's Caleb Cooley on the return for Pleasant Valley, and they will finally take over on offense in positive territory, already leading 7-0. So first and 10 from around the 36, actually, not the 37. And a quick test for the Enterprise defense. If they can shut down the Vikings and try to get the ball back. It's 7-0 our score, 10:39 to go here in the first quarter. Seems like it's been a quick minute and a half. Now they're going to put in a motion in a couple of players.
Quarterback number 7.
So sends up Cooley out to the left, and here's a handoff up the middle out to the 30. Tanner Hughes with gave him on the handoff, and it's second down and about 5 coming up. Dante Martin was the guy with the carry. 5'9", 169. A power formation again, kind of an audible. Now two receiver in each direction. Two fullbacks out to the left again to Martin. Martin now has room, almost gets tripped up behind, keeps us on his feet, and is taken down at around the 26. It's going to be near the first down marker, and they're going to say he is short, and it'll be third and inches coming up.
Third down and one.
Third and about 1 yard, maybe a half a yard. Hughes in under center. Two receivers right, and they're on the right hash. Third and one. Here's a quick handoff to the fullback. He pushes forward across the 25, has the first down, and that'll move the chains. The first down of this evening. First and 10 from the 28-yard line. On homecoming night for Enterprise here in Redding, California. Another nice night. Three receivers set for Tanner Hughes. He is under center. Sends his receiver out on the right side into motion into the line as a tight end. Two receivers left now. Takes a snap, fakes the handoff, looking left for the screen. Now they're going to throw a deep pass down the field. Just out of the reach of the wide receiver in the end zone. Incomplete. I believe that was Blaze Thomas. The intended receiver was smothered the entire way down the field by Enterprise. Great coverage. Second and 10 after the incomplete pass. Here's a give to the halfback. Here it is Martin again. He gets across the 20 into the red zone. It's around the 17-yard line. And third and short coming up. Probably inside field goal range. Enterprise loading the line here on defense. Third and 5, a handoff, and now it's fumbled, and I think Enterprise jumped on it. A muffed handoff, and I believe the defensive line for Enterprise has it, and they do. So they'll get the ball back after the turnover from Pleasant Valley, and the Hornets will have the ball as we'll take a break. 7-0 our score mid-first quarter here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We've been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. Governor Brown signed a bill to eliminate private bail. SB 10 needs to be stopped. It drew strong opposition from a wide range of groups, including crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. To help protect our community from SB 10, come down to Holly Bail Bonds. We're located at 1737 Plaster Street. Sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 on the ballot in 2020.
This is Diane Hawks at the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
On first and 10 for Enterprises, they take over a big run from Jay Side. He gets across midfield, moves the chains, and then another handoff, this time to Anthony Norman, the junior, for about five. So second and five coming up at the 42-yard line. As the Hornets will try to put together a drive that they can tie this game. Here's Campbell around the outside, trying to get some room. He just does go out of bounds at the 40 for about a two-yard gain. Third and three. So it seems like early in this game, converting on third downs already seems to be the key. Pleasant Valley had a third down and short, and it fumbled the handoff, and that's the reason Enterprise has the ball here currently. 7-0. Cummings in the shotgun set. Two receivers right, one left. He takes a snap quickly, rushing out to the right. He's going to look for the first down marker. Looks down the field, and I believe he just got there. It's going to be close. And it's right at the first down marker. Let's see here. And it's going to be a first down. So they will move the chains. And the Hornets need that one. First and 10, Cummings hands it to Campbell. Campbell's got nowhere to go, and he is dropped for a loss. And we have a flag down in the backfield. I believe it's going to be a hold, as that play was going backwards from the start. Let's see what the call is. Yeah, it's a hold against the offense, so that'll go backwards. So I think it's going to be even longer than first and 20 because it was in the backfield. I think it's 10 yards from the spot of the foul. And they're going to put it at the 50, I believe, which is going to be second and about 24. So that's backwards quite a ways, and it's still first down. I said second down. It's going to be first down. No loss of down. So now Enterprise is going to have to get creative. Quite a ways to go. Cummings drops back, throws over to the middle. It's complete and dropped immediately. Sean McDonald made the catch and an outstanding tackle from the Pleasant Valley DB. That was Dalton Walker, who quickly put McDonald right on his back. A gain of about 7 to the 43. Got to get to the 26-yard line. Two receivers left. Here comes a blitz from the defensive back. Cummings rolls out. Now he's going to try to make a move, and he's going to be taken down in the backfield. Caleb Cooley came on the corner blitz and got to him. And it's now third down in forever, back to the 50-yard line. Third and a long. Cummings under center, dropping back. Fakes the throw. Now he's going to look down the field. This is in his double coverage. It is picked off at the 28. Back in the other direction. Here comes Ike Ramirez. And now a penalty flag. Multiple penalty flags as he's taken down at the 40. Let's see here. Personal foul.
During the return, block in the back, number 4, Kenai Pelley, first down.
So a block in the back on Pleasant Valley. So the Vikings will take over at the 25 when we come back. 7-0 Pleasant Valley with your lead here in the first quarter on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
On first down, Pleasant Valley moves the chains on a run that gets all the way to the 37. And now another first down run. This one goes backwards, so second and 11 coming up as Tanner Hughes, the QB for Pleasant Valley, coming back to the line. Vikings with a 7-0 lead. They took the lead on a touchdown return. On the kickoff to begin the game, turns and hands, fakes the handoff, now throwing deep down the field. He's got his man open. They overthrew him by about 4 yards. Blaise Thomas was wide open down the field. He had beaten Bryson Trent, the DB, but just out of reach on the play-action fake, 3rd and 11. Tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. One of the fun things to do, check out their aquatic adventures. Every day at 10:30 a.m. now through April 30, join us to learn about water ecosystems and the importance of our river through a variety of fun, interpretive programs that could include diver interactions, fish and beaver feedings, turtle talk, or training sessions. Those are free for members, included with your park admission. 3rd and 11. Can Enterprise get the ball back here? Looks like they're coming on a blitz. Play action fake again. Hughes dropping back. He's looking now. Nowhere to throw. He throws out the flats. It's complete. To the 40, and now he's going to get across the first down marker to the 50. Enterprise covered down the field, but the flats was wide open. First and 10. Hughes hands and hands it off to the running back, who gets forward about 3 or 4 yards. 2nd and 6. And we're going to have a timeout called by Enterprise. 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Pleasant Valley leads 7-0. You're listening to high school football here on KCNR 1460.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to high school football on KCNR AM 1460.
Second down run out to the left for Pleasant Valley, 4 to about the 44-yard line, and 3rd and 4 coming up. First down markers at the 40. This might be a spot where Pleasant Valley, if they don't convert here on third down, might go for it on 4th. Hughes Hughes is in the shotgun set with three receivers right, two left, empty backfield. Sends a man in motion, takes the snap. Here is the outside handoff. He's tripped up and is down at the line of scrimmage. Cooley with the carry. Came out of the slot to get the handoff, and Enterprise was all over it. So now it's fourth and four, and it looks like Pleasant Valley will, in fact, go for it. Kind of a no-brainer here right near midfield. A punt won't help you that much. Have faith in your defense. Again, empty backfield. This time, three receivers left, two right. It's fourth and four. Hughes takes the snap, immediately looking left. Looking down the field. Here's a throw. It is just out of reach of the diving wide receiver, Blaze Thomas. And it's a turnover on downs. So Enterprise will get the ball back. So the Hornets will take over, trailing by seven here in late in the first quarter. 2 minutes to go. They've been successful on the ground thus far. Haven't really been able to get Cummings any time to throw when he's dropped back to pass. Cummings, the handoff up the middle. That's to, I believe, Justin Kelly. It is, and he gets forward maybe for 2 yards, and it's second and eight. What else does Turtle Bay have it going on? They have Little Explorers every Thursday at 10 a.m. Little Explorers is a play-based education program for ages 2 through 5 that encourages children to explore, discover, investigate, and create. Free for members included with park admission. Second and eight. Cummings takes the snap, hands off to Campbell. Campbell looking for room. He's trying to push his way forward to the 50. He doesn't. He gets about to the 49. The play is blown dead. And so now it's third and five coming up. Another big play call here. Probably in a situation where they would pump. One receiver right, Cummings, hands the Campbell. Campbell nowhere to go. He's taken down for a huge loss. Broke through the line quickly, and it's fourth down and about eight. Here is the punt. It's going to land and roll. It's going to roll to the 21, and that's where Pleasant Valley will take over. 20 seconds to go in the first half, as Pleasant Valley will run probably one play and then let time expire. First and 10, Hughes takes the snap, rolling left quickly. It looks like it's going to be an option play. He's going to be taken down in the backfield for about a 5-yard loss. Back to the 15, maybe even a 6-yard loss, and that's going to end the first quarter. 7-0, Pleasant Valley with the lead. The only score came on the very first play of the game, a 81-yard touchdown return. And the Vikings at the lead. We'll take a break. Second quarter coming up here on KCNR 1460.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
So Pleasant Valley going to take over at the 15 as we switch sides here to begin the second quarter. 7-0. Hughes turns and hands it off to his running back, who's got room to run. Now tries to break it outside. He's going to move forward to around the 26-yard line. And it's third down coming up on about an 11-yard run from Dante Martin. Martin is a shifty back. At 169, the senior does a very nice job in the backfield for Pleasant Valley. Third and six. Another big opportunity for Enterprise to get a stop. Hughes takes the snap, dropping back. Here comes the blitz. It's a screen pass. Ahead to the forward. Now it's going to be a first down. More room to run. Again, this is Martin. It's Daniel Chavez, who gets across midfield to the 43. A huge gain and a first down conversion for Pleasant Valley, moving into enemy territory. Hughes takes the handoff and gets right to Martin, right at the line of scrimmage. Second and 10. Robert Pixton on the tackle for Enterprise. Second and 10 at the 43-yard line. In Enterprise territory. Play action fake. Hughes down the field on the right side. It is caught and taken down inside the five. What a catch. Trying to see who that was on the catch. Caleb Cooley was able to bring it in. And now it's first and goal from the 4-yard line. What an outstanding catch that was.
First down and goal, Enterprise.
First and goal from the 4. 10 minutes to go in the first half. Pleasant Valley on the verge of adding 7 more points. Handoff up the middle. He calls forward to the 1. I think that was Junior Rivera, the fullback. Second and goal from the 1. Pleasant Valley trying to extend their lead. Another handoff. And this one is in, touchdown. Trying to see who that was on the carry there. It was Rivera again, and he is the one who brings it in for 6 points. 13-0 here in the first half. Vikings is well on their way to 3-0 in league play and 5-2 overall. Trying to extend the lead to 14-0 here with the extra point. Hit the first PAT to begin the game. Caden Crum for the extra point. The snap, the hold. This one is up and cleanly through. It's 14-0 Pleasant Valley with the lead in the second quarter here on KCNR 1460.
Celebrate your history. Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through October 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, and the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria's Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through the 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Pleasant Valley is going to kick it off, leading by two scores. It's 14-0 here in the second quarter. Tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. They have an exciting upcoming event on October 13th. Oktoberfest. You and your fellow beer lovers, that's me, will enjoy a variety of local and regional beers along with delicious food and live music in a fun and relaxed atmosphere. Come dressed in your best Oktoberfest attire. We may choose you to participate in our costume contest. The kick is going to get into the end zone for a touchback. Center Prize will take over at the 20. And Oktoberfest has limited tickets available. So get your tickets today on sale at turtlebay.org. Hornets looking for some sort of momentum. As they'll take over at their own 20. Enterprise in the huddle trying to make some mid-first half adjustments, and I'm sure they'll make more at the break. First and 10. Cummings trying to send someone in motion. Now he finally does, and it's going to be blown dead. Looks like some confusion there is Noah Hernandez. It's going to be a false start, so that'll move backwards 5 yards. That's not a good way to start the drive. If you're Enterprise, first and 15. After the false start, Cummings drops back looking for the quick slant. Now throws out to the left. It's complete for about a 5 yard gain. Dropped immediately. Trying to see who that was. I think that was Sean McDonald on the catch. It was on the left side of the field, the far side of the field, back at the 20. So now it's second down and 10. Enterprise has been getting a lot of small gains, but nothing too big. Cummings dropping back to pass. Spins away from a defender. Now Roos up the field, trying to get it back to the 20. He does get to the 23, and now a pile there, somehow moving forward.
24-yard line. Aiden Hart making a tackle for Pleasant Valley. Third down and 7.
Third down and 7 from the 23.5 yard line, needing to get to the 30. Enterprise doesn't convert here and punts to a hot Vikings offense. This game could get out of hand quickly. 8 minutes to go. Second quarter. Cummings dropping back to pass. Throws out to the flats. It's picked off at the 10. He read the pass out to the flats. What a play that was. Sebastian Wong, the linebacker, making the outstretch play with his left hand and bringing it in for an interception. second pick of the day already for Pleasant Valley, and they will take over inside their own 20. First and 10 from the 13-yard line. Pleasant Valley with an opportunity to go up three scores now. Hughes throws a quick pass out to the left. It's complete to Thomas. Thomas now makes a few moves and gets inside the 10 for a 5-yard gain. And that's what happens when you play soft coverage. Second and 5. Hughes takes the snap. Here comes the blitz. Throws out to the right. It's incomplete. It was intended for the tight end, Daniel Chavez, I believe. Nope, it was Caleb Cooley. Cooley, as he made his plant to go to the outside, kind of lost his footing just a bit. So now it's 3rd down and 4 from the 8. Receiver in each direction, a fullback and a halfback, sending a man in motion. Here's a toss play right. It's Martin. It's a race to the pylon. Martin trying to get to the outside. Now he's stopped, and he's going to be taken down. Backwards for about a yard. Great job by Enterprise to get to the outside and shut off that lane, making him turn it upfield. And now it's 4th down and 6, and I believe here comes the field goal unit team. Fourth and 5. So they will, in fact, try to kick the field goal for 3 points. It's about a 25-yard attempt from the right hash. Here's the snap, the hold. The field goal is up, and it is good from Caden Crum, and it's 17-0. Pleasant Valley with the lead. 6:30 to go in the first half here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Dust off your lederhosen for Turtle Bay's second annual Oktoberfest, held on October 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Celebrate fall with cold beer, live music from Black Vinyl 45, tasty food, and more. Oktoberfest will feature beer and food from 14 NorCal vendors. Dress in your best Oktoberfest attire for a chance to win in our costume contest. Presale tickets are $15 or $20 at the door and include your first full beer free with admission. Tickets are on sale now. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Enterprise will receive the kick here from Pleasant Valley. It'll be Dante Jackson kicking this one away. The Hornets going to need some momentum here as they will try and cut into this 17-0 lead, 6:30 to go in the second quarter. The kick is going to be taken in right at the 6, and now here come the Hornets in the other direction. Trying to push forward, gets to the 23. The ball came out. And, that could be even worse. It looked like it came out late, but it is, in fact, going to be. It'll be still Enterprise ball. Whew. That could have been even worse. So Enterprise inside their own 25. We'll try to get something going here. Two receiver, two back set. Campbell, the deepest back, with Kelly, the fullback. Quick to hand off to Campbell. And he spins his way forward to about the 25. He was hit right at the line of scrimmage, but was able to push forward. To the 25. Cummings turns and says something now to Kelly and Campbell. Pleasant Valley showing blitz. Takes the snap, dropping back the pass. Now he's going to have to rush out to the right. Now he's got room to run down the sideline. Tosses it out to Campbell to the right, and he is taken out of bounds at the 30. Fourth for 5 or 6 yards, and now it's 3rd and 2. Kind of a strange little play there. Campbell was almost his safety. And as Cummings was about to be taken down, pitched it out to Campbell on the right. One thing that's been evident in this game is that Pleasant Valley has not allowed Leslie Cummings to get comfortable at all in the pocket. He has had very little time to throw and even little time to try and scramble. 3rd and 3. From the 30, trips punch to the right, takes the snap. Cummings is trying to keep it himself. He's got nowhere to go. Now spins out of danger, and he is going to be taken down in the backfield out of bounds. Shouldn't say taken down. He stays on his feet. Backwards to the 27, and now it's 4th and about 6 or 7. Even further backwards. And so now Enterprise is going to have to punt this one away. It'll be a 3 and out.
Made it 4th down and 7.
See here, if Cummings does in fact punt this one away, he will. It's going to roll. I believe it just touched Pleasant Valley. Maybe not, as it's going to go near out of bounds. And Enterprise picks it up at the 42, and that's where Pleasant Valley will take over, leading by 17. We'll take a break here on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Aiden Parks for Pleasant Valley with a big 20, 25-yard gain. And now it's 1st and 10 inside the 30. And here's another handoff up the middle. And I believe that's Parks again. He gets inside the 20. So back-to-back carries for Aiden Parks. And 2nd and short. Right at the 20-yard line. Turns and hands off again. That's to Parks. He's going to get to the outside. He's got room to run. Blocking in front of him. It's going to be a race to the pylon. And I think he is in. No, he's down just short. Wow. I think that's a bad ball spot. He reached out as he went to the ground and hit the pylon. But he's down just short of the goal line. 1st and goal for Pleasant Valley again on their way to extending this lead. 17-0, 4:30 to go, first half. Here comes the blitz, trying to read the snap count again. It is to the running back, and it is taken in. Aiden Parks once again. And it's 6 points, and now it is 23-0 here in the first half. And homecoming night here at Enterprise has been one to forget. It's been some on and off rain tonight. Very slight. Not enough to really affect anything. So the extra point unit going to come out. Try to go 3 for 3 on the PATs. Caden Crum, the extra point, is up and good. 24-0. Pleasant Valley is pouring it on in this first half. We'll be back here on KCNR 1460.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Pleasant Valley is going to kick this one away, leading by 24 points. Tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. A lot of fun things you can do. Parrot Playhouse, Aquatic Adventures, Little Explorers, and their upcoming event is Oktoberfest on October 13th at Turtle Bay. You're going to want to get those tickets now at turtlebay.org. Kick is a high one. It's going to be taking it at the 9-yard line from Dante Jackson. Now it brought in by Enterprise and trying to get up the middle. Now has room to run and pushes forward to the 34. So first and 10 for the Hornets. From the 35. And I said it last drive, but I think probably going to have to say it again. Enterprise going to need a score here if they want to honestly stay in the game. .420 to go. Three timeouts for Pleasant Valley, just two for the Hornets. And now we have a flag. I think it's going to be a false start. Yep, false start. And that's an identical way the last drive for Enterprise started. And doesn't make it easy on yourself when you quickly got to go 15 yards to get a first down. First and 10. Cummings under center. Drops back to pass. Here comes the blitz. He's got nowhere to go. He'll continue to roll back. Now he's going to try and throw it away. It's incomplete. I don't even think there was an intended target there. As Don Stradley was one kind of in the area. Second and 15 for Enterprise. Second and 15. Handoff up the middle. Jaden Campbell. He runs into a wall of white jerseys right at the line of scrimmage for no gain. And Pleasant Valley's defense, really, they've only given up a couple of big games, but other than that, they've been marvelous. Third and 15. Imagine at the half, it's going to be what adjustments can Enterprise make to try and stop the pressure that Pleasant Valley has been putting on the quarterback and even the running backs. McDonald now scrambles back to the left side as here's a play action fake. Cummings keeps it, now fakes the pass. He's going to run it. Gets to the 30, and he stiff arms someone, gets out of bounds to right back to the original line of scrimmage for a 5-yard gain. And it's fourth and 10. And I think they're going to punt it. Fourth and 10. Looks like Cummings is going to punt it. He will. Almost faked it. Now he pops it up, though. His punt not going to go very far. Barely gets across midfield. It'll be down at the 47. And that's where Pleasant Valley will take over, leading 24 to nothing. 3:15 to go in the first half here on KCNR 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
An incomplete pass on first down for Pleasant Valley. Now a false start penalty on the Vikings. That'll move backwards to the 50. So second and 15 coming up. Tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. They got a lot of fun stuff to do, so head over there right by the Sundial Bridge. They have the Parrot Playhouse going on now. During business hours, walk through an interactive aviary featuring lorikeets, Australian birds seen in every color of the rainbow. Enjoy looking at these beautiful parrots and feeding them from your own hand as they land on your arm. Here's a great pass out to the right, incomplete for a first down to Caleb Cooley, and a great throw from Tanner Hughes. And it is a first down for Pleasant Valley. So first and 10 from the 34-yard line, 24 to nothing our score. Under 3 minutes to go, first half. It has been all Vikings. Hughes dropping back the pass, looks down the field on a hitch route. It's complete at the 20 to, I believe, Cooley again. And this time he crawls to inside the 15 on the right side. I'm trying to see who that was. Looks like it is, in fact, Caleb Cooley. So first and 10 inside the red zone. From the 14. Enterprise is going to take a timeout here. They're backed up inside their own 15-yard line. We'll take a break as well. 24-0, Pleasant Valley leads over the Enterprise Hornets. This is high school football here on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Hughes drops back to pass. He throws to the right, throws a bullet, but it's incomplete. And it's second down. He was intended for Dane Garrett on the right side. Again, a little bit of a hitch or an out route. He tried to fire it in there. And it's second down and 10 from the 14. Nothing. Pleasant Valley has been dominant in this first half. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Pleasant Valley. So we'll once again take a break. They got two left, 2:40 to go in a 24-point game. here on KCNR 1460.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Second and 10, Hughes takes the snap, rolling right. He tries to throw. He was hit as he threw it. It's incomplete. It was intended for Dalton Walker, who was the intended target. Third and 10. It was his check down receiver there. Third and 10. It's again in field goal range. We've seen Caden Crum, the kicker. He's been successful on three consecutive PATs and a field goal from about 25 yards. Third and 10. Shotgun set. Five receiver set. Drops back. And now the play is blown dead. I didn't see anything here. Looks like it's probably going to be a false start here. Oh, it's encroachment. It's encroachment. So it'll be third and five from the nine. Makes things a little bit easier for Pleasant Valley. Penalties have kind of piled up for Enterprise. Three turnovers in this game, two interceptions from the Hornets, and a fumble from Pleasant Valley. Third and five from the nine-yard line. Looks like they're going to run the same play here. Hughes takes the snap, looking left, throws to the end zone. Touchdown. Intended and finds Caden Crum for 6 points, and it is 30 to nothing.
Caden Crum with the score.
Wow. Not much to say there, other than that Pleasant Valley has been locked in from the get-go. Crum, who just caught that touchdown pass, is going to try and kick the extra point. Kenny's 4-for-4 overall, three PATs and a field goal. The extra point is up and cleanly through. 31-0 our score. Still in the first half. 2:29 to go. Enterprise will get the ball back. You listen to High School Football on KCNR 1460.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
The kick is taken in at the 1 yard line for Enterprise, and they will return it back to the 20, maybe the 22. And that's where the Hornets will take over at the 23, in fact, I believe. So first and 10. And the Hornets will just try to get something positive moving here before halftime. 2:22 to go. They have one timeout remaining. Plenty of time to get a score here Tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Go check out their aquatic adventures every day at 10:30 a.m. now through April 30th. Learn about water ecosystems, the importance of our river, through a variety of fun interpretive programs that can include diver interactions, fish and beaver feedings, turtle talk, or training sessions. That is free for members, included with park admission at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. It's a first down run forward for about 5 yards, second and five. That'll take us under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Well, this game so far took no time for us to see who was locked in on a touchdown return. Here's a toss play out to Campbell. He's taken down in the backfield. A 3 yard loss on a good hit by Thomas for Pleasant Valley, and second and eight. An 81 yard touchdown return on a kick to begin the game for Pleasant Valley, and they have not looked back. Third down and eight. Clock is going to wind under 1:15 here. I imagine Enterprise might just be trying to run out the clock here. They're going to go to a five-receiver set, though. Maybe not. Cummings is in the shotgun. Takes a snap, quickly looks right, nowhere to go, and now he's going to try to run it forward. Tries to leap over a man, he does, and then gets near out of bounds. I'm not sure if he did get out of bounds. And they are going to stop the clock and say it's fourth down. Pleasant Valley is going to take a timeout. 31 to nothing, 54 seconds to go in the first half on KCNR 1460.
North State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Redding area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Redding a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Redding.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Enterprise is going to put this one away on fourth and three with 54 seconds remaining. This punt is going to be a line drive that's going to roll to the 45, taken in by Caleb Cooley. Looks to run around the outside. He's going to run down the sideline, and he is going to be taken out of bounds across midfield. And now a penalty flag on the sideline nearest to us, the Enterprise bench, I believe. And I think that's going to push forward to the end of the run, or at the end of the run. I think it's going to be an unsportsmanlike penalty. Let's see what the Whitehead has to say. The line of scrimmage is going to be the 43. Let's see if they add on to more.
Dead ball. Unsportsmanlike.
So the flag is against one of the assistant coaches for Enterprise. So we'll add 15 yards to the end of that run, and now Pleasant Valley is going to be in great field goal or field position here with 41 seconds remaining. First and 10 from the 28, they do have a timeout left if they need to take it. Hughes is in the shotgun. We'll see if Pleasant Valley can even add some more. Takes the snap. Here's the delayed handoff up the middle. It's to Dante Martin, who's taken down for about a 1 or 2, or even a 2, 3 yard loss, the 31, second and 13. No huddle now. Hughes with an empty backfield. Two receivers left, three right. Now he does bring Martin back to his right hip, and a flag is thrown. And it looks like it's going to be against Enterprise. Oh, it's going to be against Pleasant Valley on a false start. I think Thomas lined up a little too far upfield. So the clock has started. It's now under 15 seconds. Still has a timeout to use. Here comes the blitz. Hughes dropping back. Steps up in the pocket, rolling to his right. Still rolling. He's going to look, throw on the run. He almost spikes it into the referee. Incomplete. He was throwing on the run and was running out of time near the sideline, and he tried to rifle it, but I think he looked like he lost the handle on it a little bit and almost pegged the referee down the right sideline. Third, about 18. 5 seconds to go. One shot here left for Pleasant Valley. Oh, wow, they're going to try to kick this. Takes the snap. Here's a deep kick. This one is up. Uh-oh, it is left. It had the distance from north of 50 yards. Wow. 0.9 seconds left. This half is yet to be over. That kick had enough leg, but just was left. What an unbelievable attempt that was. So Enterprise will probably run one quick play here. From their 20, and I think they're just going to kneel it here. It looks like it. And they will, and that'll end the first half. Pleasant Valley with a dominant first 24 minutes. They lead 31-0 on the road here in Redding, California, on the campus of Enterprise High School. We'll take a break. We'll talk about this one at the half here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Attention Marines and other military veterans,
and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th, at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony, complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine colonel who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
They're at it again. It's yet another attempt to add more government bureaucracy to health care. This time it's Proposition 8. And who's behind 8? One labor union, trying to impose new government bureaucracy on every medical dialysis clinic in California. It's a complete abuse of our initiative system. And even worse, it puts bureaucracy between patients and their doctors. And Prop 8 will force dialysis clinics to cut back services or shut down, sending thousands of sick patients into already crowded ER rooms. Experts warn Prop 8 will cost taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. Join groups representing doctors, nurses, and taxpayer advocates in voting no on 8. Stop this costly dialysis proposition. Paid for by No on Proposition 8. Stop the Dangerous Dialysis Proposition. Sponsored by the California Dialysis Council. Committee major funding from DaVita and Fresenius Medical Care North America.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Here at the half, Pleasant Valley leads 31-0 over Enterprise, and that first half was, in a word, one-sided, as the Pleasant Valley Vikings from the opening kickoff returning at 81 yards and really did not look back as rain has consistently started to fall here out on the field as both cheer teams have put together their performances. But a good first half again from Pleasant Valley, and mainly it was their defense that kept their offense on the field because of numerous three and outs, two interceptions, did a good job of clogging up the lines for the running backs, and more than anything, gave Leslie Cummings very little time to make any plays, especially through the air. So Pleasant Valley has got to be feeling pretty good about where they're sitting now, 2-0 so far in league, probably going to be 3-0, 5-2 overall, and they'll play, I believe, Foothill in a couple of weeks. So this Pleasant Valley team is, as of now, has been playing probably the best they have played in quite a while. As for Enterprise, again, another game where they struggled to move the ball, only 15 points per game on the year. They've had either really good games offensively or really bad games. They've been very inconsistent, and so far in that first half, it was one of those games that you do not want to remember because of the inability to move the ball. A couple of big games, but other than that, a couple of interceptions from Leslie Cummings, and they've really been outmatched so far in this first half. But there's still 24 minutes of football remaining, 31-0 our score here at the half. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. A lot of good stuff they got happening there. The Parrot Playoffs is one of them, a year-round interactive aviary featuring lorikeets, Australian birds. You can look at those parrots and feed them from your own hand as they land on your arm. $1 for feeding. Also, they have aquatic adventures. Learn about water ecosystems and the importance of our river through a variety of fun interpretive programs that include diver interactions, fisher and beaver feedings, turtle talk, or training sessions. And Little Explorers is a play-based education program for ages 2 to 5 that encourages children to explore, discover, investigate, and create. So check out at Turtle Bay. They also have Oktoberfest coming up October 13th. You can pick up your tickets at turtlebay.org. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the start of the second half here on KCNR 1460.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Redding.
Gather your friends for a night with Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, October 19th. Ranked by Comedy Central as one of the 100 greatest stand-ups of all time, actor and comedian Sinbad has had audiences laughing over three decades. His storytelling style of comedy is profound without being profane.
Marriage is work. Marriage is a career. It's not an adventure. You do more before five than most folks do all day.
It's like the military. And all you men out here 55 years old trying to date some girl 20 like she like you. Are you out your mind? She wants your house. You want a woman that understands the signs of stroke.
Do not miss your chance to see Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, October 19th. Tickets start at $20. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Don't forget to download the Wind River app.
Jerry, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zoet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town. Plus, over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here, says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Dust off your lederhosen for Turtle Bay's second annual Oktoberfest, held on October 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Celebrate fall with cold beer, live music from Black Vinyl 45, tasty food, and more. Oktoberfest will feature beer and food from 14 NorCal vendors. Dress in your best Oktoberfest attire for a chance to win in our costume contest. Pre-sale tickets are $15 or $20 at the door and include your first full beer free with admission. Tickets are on sale now. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Anthony Norman on the return for Enterprise to begin the second half. He's taken down at the 13-yard line. A great coverage on the return for Pleasant Valley as they began this ball game with a return for a touchdown. And instead of letting something similar happen for Enterprise in this second half, they stop him at the 13. And the Hornets offense, which has struggled to get multiple first downs consecutively, will take over. First and 10 from the 13. Here's the snap and a handoff to Campbell, and he is just buried again. And the defensive line for Pleasant Valley has been just eating up the O-line for Enterprise. 31-0 our score here in the third quarter. And now we have an injury timeout. And it looks like, try to see who that is down. But he looks like to be in quite a bit of pain. Looks like the rain is stopped here in this third quarter. Rolling over now onto his back as they're going to help him up. Now putting his legs above his head, almost stretching out, seems like. But that last run from Campbell has been pretty characteristic of this offense. They just have not been able to get any push in the trenches. Even when they try to go to the outside, they've struggled. Now they are going to get him onto his feet. Looked like it must have been a cramp because he's hobbling over. Trying to see who that is. Looks like number 40, Casey McHenry. Looks like that is who it is. He's going to hobble to the sideline here, and it'll be second and 12 for Enterprise.
Second and 11 for the Hornets.
Hornets going to a power formation here, trying to get it here through the, I would imagine, on the ground. Kelly, the fullback, with Campbell behind on the halfback. Toss play out to the left. Let's see if an outside run does it. Campbell now looking to the outside. Again, no room. And he gets maybe to the 10 for forward progress. But, again, a loss, and it's going to be third and 13. Nowhere to go at all.
Alex Torres, number 20,
but at least making an adjustment. The run up the middle has been stagnant. So they're going with an outside run. They're down at 13 from the 10. Got to get to the 23-yard line to convert.
Holding.
Oh, there's a penalty flag down. I didn't see that. It's going to be a holding penalty. It's half the distance to the goal. So it's going to be second down and 18 from the 5. Two receivers left. Campbell, the lone halfback. Here comes the cornerback blitz. Throws out to the right quickly. It's caught by McDonald. McDonald trying to race to the outside. He is going to be taken down. What a tackle that was. Not allowing McDonald to get the stiff arm. It was Ramirez bringing him down. Cornerback came on a blitz. They threw a quick pass out to the right to McDonald, who made the catch, but only able to get forward for 4.5 yards to the 10. And now it's third and 13. McDonald's going to come out, and Jacob Guterding, the senior wideout, will come in. Three receivers left, one right. Shotgun set for Cummings. Campbell's right with him. Turns, looks left, throws left. It is incomplete. Right through the hands of Enterprise, and it's fourth down.
Fourth down and 14.
And Enterprise will now punt this away. This has quickly turned into a blowout. And now flags fly here, and I think it's going to be encroachment. Let's see. Yep. So 5 yard penalty won't really affect anything. Just move the ball forward 5 yards. It'll be fourth and nine, so they will just punt it a little further up the field, allowed out of their, a little bit more out of the shadow of their own goalposts. And this is a line drive punt. It's going to go out of bounds at around the 30-yard line. So, again, great field position for Pleasant Valley. After getting the three and out, they will take over with 10:21 to go in the third quarter, looking to add on to their 31-0 lead. We'll take a break here on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Dalton Walker on the reception for Pleasant Valley, and that'll move the chains inside the 20 to the 17 as this team continues to dominate here in this third quarter. 31-0. Tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Oktoberfest is coming up on October 13th. Here comes the blitz, trying to read the snap count, hand off to Dante Martin, who is, gets maybe a yard to the 16, maybe a half yard. Second down and 10. October 13th, you and your fellow beer lovers will enjoy a variety of local and regional beers along with delicious food and live music and a fun and relaxed atmosphere. Come dressed in your best Oktoberfest attire. We may choose you to participate in our costume contest. We determined a couple of weeks ago that the best Oktoberfest attire is Lederhosen. Here's a pass over the middle through the hands of Caleb Cooley, incomplete. Third down and 10. Limited tickets are available for that Oktoberfest event, and they are sure to sell out, so don't wait. Get your tickets today at turtlebay.org. So quick little slant route over the middle on the one-step drop. Cooley on the pass that was route, even with his eyes, unable to bring it in. Third and nine. Shotgun set for Hughes. Takes a snap, quickly rolling to his right. Steps up, throws out to the left, and it's a wide open receiver, and it's going to be in for a touchdown. What a gorgeous drawn up play, as it's Brett Williams, the tight end, who was the tight end on the right side of the field. Everybody ran right, except for Williams, who was wide open on the drag route to the left, and he makes the catch and is in for 6 points. It's 37-0, and homecoming night continues to be disastrous for the Hornets. Next point For the PAT, let's see here if Caden Crum can continue to be perfect with the PAT. The extra point is up and good. It is 38-0. Early third quarter here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Connor Sutton here with you. Third quarter, Pleasant Valley with a large 38-point lead as they will kick it away to Enterprise. Enterprise is still in the huddle here trying to figure out what has happened. Looks like they're counting to make sure they have 11. So they'll kick off from the 40, leading big time in this game. We'll take a look around the league here in a second.
Thank you. The winner has been awarded 125. Nicole Joseph was the lucky winner. She donated $50.
West Valley has a 12-0 lead over Anderson.
Thank you very much, Nicole.
That's all. Unsportsmanlike. This is the coach.
And we're having another unsportsmanlike penalty against Enterprise. That's been the holdup. So they'll now kick it off from Enterprise's 45. And we've seen a couple touchbacks already, and I imagine we'll see one again here. I think that assistant coach who had his second unsportsmanlike penalty is going to have to be ejected. Jackson will kick it away. This is going to get way out of here, and it'll be a touchback. He booted that a long way. So Enterprise will take over at the 20. And now just trying to get some work in here. Try to get something going here before this game ends. Some sort of positives to take into next week. Their head coach, Chris Combs. Looks like the rain is pretty much completely stopped now. It rained most of halftime. Cummings turns and fakes the handoff, now throws out to his right. It's complete to around the 28-yard line for a pretty good game. Don Stradley was the tight end with the catch. Second and short coming up. And second and maybe two. All right, here's our schedule from around the league. Is now we have a handoff up the middle. That's to Justin Kelly, who's got a first down. It's the first down we've seen in a while. Big Valley with a 44-0 win over Happy Camp. McLeod 54-8 over Herlong. Modoc with a 40-28 win over Maxwell. East Nicholas, 49-0 over Trinity. First and 10 from the 34. Orland with a 50-14 lead over Orville. Pierce, 35-16 over Willows. Hand off Campbell. Campbell's got room to run down the sideline. He's going to get to the 50. More room to run. He's got one man to beat. 30, 35. He's taken out of bounds there. The largest run of the game for Jaden Campbell. And Enterprise, in desperate need of some sort of positivity, gets a big run there from the running back. Paradise leads Chico 21-16 in the fourth quarter. It's an interesting score here. Matters for both these teams. Sutter beat Gridley 35-20. Looks like so far as all the scores that have been reported. First down and 10 inside the 30-yard line at the 25. This is the best chance the Hornets have gotten almost pretty much all night to score. First and 10. Drops back to pass. Throws out to the left on the swing pass. It is complete. Taken down the sideline. He stays in bounds and has a first down inside the 10. Anthony Norman made the catch and made some moves. I believe he's got the first down. Nope, he's going to be short. The 16 or 17-yard line for about a 7-yard gain.
17-yard line, first down.
Second and short coming up.
Second down and two.
Three receivers right. Shotgun. Hand off out to the right. It's Norman. He's looking for room and didn't find much. Maybe a 1-yard gain. But Pleasant Valley was right there, and now it's third down and about a yard and a half to get to the 15. 38-0 here mid-third quarter. Got the River Bowl coming up, I believe, in 2 weeks. October 19th is that day. Hand off Justin Kelly. He's got a first down, almost more. Inside the 10 to the 9. And it's first down and goal. That was a nice little run from Justin Kelly. Takes the snap, fakes the toss, gives the handoff. I believe that's to Kelly. He gets to the 7 before being taken down. Second and goal now from the 7. Homecoming tonight, they crowned the king and queen. Also had some floats out pregame for their pregame homecoming ceremonies. Midway through the third quarter. Here's quarterback. He's now going to keep it and take it down at the 5.
Wesley Cummings with a keeper.
Cummings just kept it himself forward for 2 yards. Looked like he was going to try and make a read to see if he can make the pass or dead keep it. So third and goal from the 5. Enterprise trying to get that goose egg off the scoreboard. Cummings under center. Takes the snap. Quick throw left. It's complete. And McDonald is in. Touchdown. A nice little slant pattern as they found McDonald on the quick pass into the end zone for a touchdown. And it's 38-6. Only score so far of the game for Enterprise is now the kicking team will come out for the PAT. Cummings the hold. The snap. Here's the kick. It is no good.
Extra point is no good.
Like it was blocked. I think it was. or partially tipped. But Enterprise finally does get on the board with a touchdown on a 5-yard pass from Cummings to McDonald. 38-6, our score, with 5:30 to go in the third quarter here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
A squib kick, and uh-oh, here's a big return across the midfield and take it out at the 35. It's Dalton Walker on the return. And that's a penalty marker down right near where he was tackled. It might be a late hit. Curious here. Well, we know Enterprise has not been happy all night with the
late hit.
Yeah, it's going to be a late hit. Yeah, Enterprise, again, not happy with that call. And they've already had a coach get ejected for a couple of penalties. So we'll add more yardage to the end of that play. 5:22 to go. Hornets showing blitz. They're going to hand it off up the middle for about 2 or 3 yards. Anthony Ione with the carry there. Second and eight.
Second down and eight. Peter Ramirez now the quarterback for Pleasant Valley.
Ramirez is now the quarterback, and he's going to keep it. He's got a first down or close to it to the nine. I think he's going to be just a bit short. Akira Ramirez is in for Hughes, who I think is going to be done for the night after the big lead. Third down and one. Under 4.5 remaining here in the third quarter. Most of Enterprise's fans have left this one due to the rain throughout, despite it being homecoming. Third and one. Ramirez drops back the pass, throws. Oh, it's incomplete. Dropped in the end zone. That should have been 6 points. Beautifully drawn up play. And it's now fourth down. Not sure who it was. He dropped the pass. A good throw by Ramirez as he dropped back. Made the right read and decision. So, it's fourth down and about one. And I think they're going to go for it here. Ramirez is talking to the coaching staff on the far side of the field. And it seems like they are going to try and convert here. 38-6, 4 minutes remaining in the third. Ramirez takes the snap, keeps it on a keeper, and he's going to be taken down in the backfield. And Enterprise does a nice job of getting the ball back on the fourth down stop, And they'll take over inside their own 20. So a touchdown. And a holding on third and fourth down. We'll see if they can keep the momentum alive here mid-third quarter. So Enterprise now, as Cummings will begin this drive from the shotgun in an empty backfield. Looking left at Campbell, and Cummings is trying to keep it, and he is taken down immediately. And it seems like every time Cummings has tried to move the ball forward on the ground, Pleasant Valley has been all over him, and that's a loss of about five inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. Second and 15 coming up. Second and 15, handoff Kelly, and he's got a first down, I believe, to the 29. It is a first down. So after a five-yard loss on first down, they counter it with a big gain. So first and 10. Credit to the limited amount of student section who is still here. And as what had turned into a pretty vintage fall night, here's a handoff left to Kelly, who I think got maybe a couple inches, but that's about it. Second down and 10.
Chase Lamuza, 74, Xavier Delgado making the tackle.
Second and 10 from the 29. Shotgun set for Cummings. One receiver right, two left. Got a halfback to his left. And now it's going to be a pitch play. Here's Campbell looking for room. Nowhere to go. And he is driven out of bounds. What a great stop out on the outside there from Pleasant Valley. And it's third down and 10. So, third and, it's going to be actually 11. So he went backwards for a yard. We'll see if Enterprise can convert here. Turns bunch right. Takes the snap. Looks right. Pass fake. Nowhere to go. He's going to have to throw down the field. It's going to be a pass interference and then complete. Almost like a back shoulder throw. Intended for Jacob Guterding, but instead, he was kind of being held as he tried to come back to that ball. It's going to be a pass interference against the defense. And it should be a first down. There are 2 minutes to go in the third. Let's see here.
Pass interference, defense, 15 yards from the spot, first down.
So 15 yards from the spot. And that'll be a first down. So now it'll be a first down from the 43. Fresh set for Enterprise. Made some adjustments here in the last couple minutes. Got a fourth down stop. And kind of moving the ball forward here. Cummings turns and says something to Campbell. Now sends Justin Kelly in motion from left to right. Now there's three receivers right. He takes a snap. Looks right. Now he's going to look deep down the field. This pass is going to be... It's intercepted, but I think he's out of bounds, and he is. Oh, my goodness. What a pick that was from Thomas. As he had to basically dive backwards to make the play. It was, in fact, incomplete because he was out of bounds. So it'll be second and 10. And Cummings that time took a shot. But great coverage on the outside. It almost was the third interception of the night. Kelly again in motion. Cummings takes the snap, drops back. Here comes the blitz. He's going to roll left. Looking, he's going to throw on the run. It's incomplete. Almost a great throw, or was a great throw from Cummings, but just too tight on the sideline, intended for Sean McDonald. And once again, just great coverage from Pleasant Valley. And their sideline is getting into still every play. Third and 10. .142 to go in the third. This has been probably one of the longest games of the year that we've broadcasted. Jaden Campbell, handoff. He's got some room to run. I think he's got the first down, pushing forward across midfield to the 46, and it will be a first down. So another conversion for Enterprise, this time on the ground.
First down again, Enterprise.
Clock winds under a minute 30 here in the third. Tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay, Exploration the Park. You can check out the Parrot Playhouse year-round during business hours. Walk through an interactive aviary featuring lorikeets, Australian birds seen in every color of the rainbow. Enjoy looking at these beautiful parrots and feeding them from your own hand as they land on your arm. Handoff forward for maybe 2 yards to the 43. Second and 8. Also going on now at Turtle Bay, the Aquatic Adventures every day at 10:30 a.m. now through April 30th. Learn about water ecosystems and the importance of the Sacramento River through a variety of fun interpretive programs that could include diver interactions, fish and beaver feedings, turtle talk, and or training sessions. Second, actually, 9, not 8. Takes the snap, looks right, hands right. It is on the outside, room to run. Down the sideline, that's Anthony Norman. It's a race to the pylon. He's 10-5, touchdown. Enterprise back from the dead here in the third quarter. A 44-yard touchdown run, and Anthony Norman was off to the races quickly. 38-12 with 15 seconds to go in the third. And that time, Norman found space and would not be denied a touchdown. Enterprise going to come out to kick the extra point here. Or maybe it looks like they might even go for it here. I think they're going to because they missed their last extra point attempt. Still trailing by 26 here. Split backs, Cummings in the shotgun. Two receivers right. Taking the snap, looking right, throwing right. It's just out over the head of Noah Hernandez, trying to bring that one in. Incomplete, but a touchdown on the west. Enterprise with their second six-point touchdown of the night. They trail by 26, 38-12. Late third quarter here on KCNR 1460.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Enterprise is going to kick this away. 15 seconds to go in the third. It's a squib. It's going to be taken right in at the 35 by Ramirez, and he is going to try and return it. Has some room to run. Gets to the 50, still on his feet, to the 47. With 5 seconds to go, and that will have one more play before the third quarter comes to a close. Enterprise's offense has looked a little better in this second half, getting a couple touchdowns after being shut out in the first 24 minutes of play. First and 10 from the 44. Toss play to the right. Not a whole lot of room ahead of him. Aiden Parks, as time expires, moves down the sideline, has a first down inside the 35 to the 32. So Pleasant Valley will have a first down as we will switch sides for the fourth quarter. 38-12, our score. You're at Enterprise High School. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
What would Prop 10 mean for California? It would make housing even more expensive while putting government in control. It could create more than 500 local rent boards, all with the power to regulate single-family homes, add fees to housing, and even dictate what you can charge to rent out your own home. California's nonpartisan analyst says Prop 10 would cost local governments millions, leading to even higher taxes while destroying thousands of jobs. And if this flawed plan gets challenged in court, Prop 10 puts taxpayers on the hook to defend it. Check the facts for yourself at Prop10Flaws.com and vote no on Prop 10. Paid for by No on Prop 10, a flawed initiative that will make the housing crisis worse. A coalition of housing advocates, renters, large and small businesses, taxpayer groups, and veterans. Committee major funding from Michael K. Haid, including Western National Group and affiliated entities.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
12 minutes to go, 38-12, Pleasant Valley with the lead. However, Enterprise has scored 12 points in the third quarter. Hughes is back under center as a toss play left to Aiden Parks as he finds his way inside the 30 to the 29 for a 3 or 4 yard gain. Second down and 6. I would imagine Pleasant Valley will probably keep it on the ground most of this fourth quarter to run some clock. Maybe not. Their only blemish tonight, realistically, was a fumble early on in the game. They ended up getting the ball back relatively quickly on an interception. Second and 6, toss play. It looks like it's going to be a toss play. Now a throw down the field. It is complete. Or it's a tug of war now. The ball came out. Is it a catch? It's going to be a catch. Two players came up with it. In basketball, that would be ruled a jump ball, but it is going to be a catch. And a first down inside the 10. It's Cooley who made the catch. First and goal from the 6. I formation. Parks. Forward to the 5 for a yard. Second down and goal.
Kobe Rodriguez, 56, making a tackle.
Pleasant Valley going to improve to 3-0 in league play. 5-2 overall, and Enterprise going to fall to 1-5 and 0-2. And we're going to have an officials timeout here. Looks like we got an injury on Enterprise. Here comes the training unit. That'll give us a chance to take a break. 10:30 to go in the contest. Pleasant Valley on top by 26 here on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Parks again on the carry, gets to the two, and it's third and goal from the two. Hughes, under center. Takes the snap, drops back to pass, he trips and goes down. I think it looks like he tripped over his running back. Back to the nine. So fourth and goal. And I think they'll look to kick the field goal here. So here this field goal is up and good from Grum, and that will extend the lead 41-12. 9 minutes to go, fourth quarter. We'll take another break on KCNR 1460.
Dust off your lederhosen for Turtle Bay's second annual Oktoberfest, held on October 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Celebrate fall with cold beer, live music from Black Vinyl 45, tasty food, and more. Oktoberfest will feature beer and food from 14 NorCal vendors. Dress in your best Oktoberfest attire for a chance to win in our costume contest. Pre-sale tickets are $15 or $20 at the door and include your first full beer free with admission. Tickets are on sale now. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Pleasant Valley is going to kick this one away after the field goal from Caden Crum. Dante Jackson will kick it away.
Dante Jackson with the kick.
Jackson with a big kick. It's going to... He's taken it in the end zone, and Enterprise is going to down it for a touchback. So they'll start at the 20. Enterprise has two touchdowns in their last two drives. In the third, early fourth, 41-12. And again, just getting some work in. Too little, too late. Pretty much. Cummings hands it off to Jaden Campbell. Campbell turns upfield, pushes to the 21, and he's taken back for it. Well, backward. It's blown dead to the 21. Second down and 9. Campbell has a couple of big runs, but most of tonight he's been meeting up with the defensive line quickly. Second and 9 from the 21. See if they keep it on the ground again here. Hand off Kelly. Kelly does a nice job of shedding a couple tackles, and he's finally taken down at the 29. And third down and short coming up. Kelly has been productive in limited carries tonight. He's getting most of his looks in this second half. 8 minutes to go. This is one of those games for Enterprise that you'll watch the film of a lot. Third and short. Again to Kelly. He's got the first down across the 30 to the 32. And that will move the chains.
32-yard line. Jared Sawyer again with the
Hornets, again, not worried about trying to come back here. Just more working on getting forward yardage. ...41-12, each team with three timeouts remaining at the half. Pleasant Valley had a monstrous lead. And now this play is going to be blown dead. Before the play, actually. Let's see here. Juan Nava had to come out. Not sure why. First down and 10. Three receivers right. Turns, toss play to the right. It's Campbell. Campbell is hit at the 34. Gets maybe two. And second down and 7 or 8 coming up. Right at the 7 minute mark now. As Campbell went out of bounds to stop the clock on that last play. All right, another toss play. This is out to the left to Norman. Norman, room to run. He's got a first down and more. Speeds down the sideline. He's not going to be caught. He's going to take it all the way. Touchdown. Wow. His second touchdown run of the day on almost an identical play, this time to the left. And it's a 66-yard touchdown run for Anthony Norman, who just exploded forward and was unable to be caught. Wow. And Norman giving Enterprise some life and a reason to keep playing after an unfortunate first half. As the Hornets are going to kick the extra point, it's going to be McDonald who will try to kick the PAT. He missed one earlier, and then the Hornets went for two and could not convert. 6:48 to go. And now we're going to have a flag on a PAT. It's encroachment on the defense. So, we're still waiting here. So, the extra point now. McDonald will try to put it through. He does, and it's 41-19. Under 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter here from Enterprise High School. We'll be back on KCNR 1460.
real people, real winners. Start your week off right with some football fun at Wind River Resort and Casino every Monday. Come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a gift certificate to see your favorite team, prizes, halftime free spins, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Grub on our stadium snacks half off during the game. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots, and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino, and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Enterprise will kick it away. In the last three drives, they've gotten three touchdowns. One to Sean McDonald on a five-yard touchdown pass, and then a couple of long runs from Anthony Norman. 41-19, another squib kick. This one will bounce the 30 and roll, taking it to 21. And now here comes Pleasant Valley the other way. Uh-oh. This one might go for a big gain. He's across 50, and I think he is gone. 30, 20, 10, and another touchdown return on a kickoff for Pleasant Valley. It was Thomas, I believe, on the return for Pleasant Valley, and they continue to pour it on. It's 47-19. Just as you thought, Enterprise was getting some momentum in their favor, despite the game being long over, but Pleasant Valley does that. I don't know what comes after a dagger. They're going to kick Caden Crum, who's only missed a long field goal try north of 50 yards. The extra point is up and good. 48-19. 6:36 to go. Pleasant Valley will kick it off after this commercial break on KCNR 1460.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. Pals Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. Pals Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
6:36 to go. Pleasant Valley is going to kick this one back to Enterprise. 48-19 is our score. Vikings have dominated consistently throughout this one. But Enterprise in the second half has gotten three touchdowns after being held scoreless the first 24 minutes. Norman's going to take this in at the three, and he's going to try and return it. He's had some success, but he's going to be taken down at the 11. Wow. That's one thing that has been very evident tonight, is that Pleasant Valley, a very good open tackling team. They've done it numerous times this evening. So Enterprise will take over. And I think Norman a little shaken up after trying to make that return on a pretty hard tackle. So he's nearly picked up and then dropped down to the turf, WWE style. First and 10 from the 12. 6.5 to go in this one. Cummings the handoff up the middle. That's to Justin Kelly, who gets forward for about a yard and then runs into a white wall. 2nd and 9. Pretty consistent that the Enterprise running back committee is has run into the defensive line and the linebackers of Pleasant Valley consistently. Cummings keeps it on the left side, and he goes nowhere.
Jared Sawyer making a tackle.
Backwards for a yard or maybe two, and 3rd and 11. As the clock continues to run.
Xfinity Home connects you to total home security from anywhere, so you can keep an eye on things.
Ah. You found the tent.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes to go.
Third and 12.
Here is Campbell Ford, I think, for the first down to the 24. Even the 25, it will be a first down.
Ben Smith making a tackle. First down, Dan Enterprise.
First and 10, under 4.5 to go. Cummings again turns and hands this one to Norman on the same play. Norman to the outside. This time he stays in bounds and is swallowed up at the 32. Stayed in bounds. The clock continues to run. For a 6-yard gain.
With a tackle on that last play. 2nd down and 4.
Second and four. Handoff again. This is, I believe, to Kelly, who is right at the 35. Check that. That's Norman. It's going to be close to a first down.
Number 88,
it's going to say it's 3rd down and short, but where it's spotted, it's going to say they're going to say 1st down. Next week, Enterprise will be here once again to face Foothill, and then the following week will be the River Bowl, a handoff up the middle.
Justin Kelly,
3 minutes to go. 2nd down and about 7 coming up.
35, Anthony Ione with the tackle.
Cummings turns, hands it off to Campbell. Campbell looking for room and is now being pushed backwards. Gets to the 42 for a 3-yard gain. 3rd and 3 coming up. 2.5 to go. The only main bright spot for Enterprise has been Anthony Norman. He's had a couple good long runs on handoffs to the outside. But other than that, it's been pretty much all Pleasant Valley. You got to tip your cap to their defense that has been spectacular all throughout this game. And obviously their offense, 41-point outings, not too shabby. Under 2 minutes to go. Cummings turns, hands to Campbell. Campbell again. He is going to be short of the first down marker. Fourth down coming up.
Yeah, Monday at four.
It's a fourth and one.
67, Nolan Bennett making a tackle.
Sean McDonald's going to come back in for Enterprise here on the outside. Fourth and one. Oh, and the hard count draws the defense to jump. That'll be a first down. So first and ten as the clock will stop after the penalty from the 49. Enterprise going to fall to 1-5. They'll face Foothill next week. Pleasant Valley going to be 5-2, 2-0 in, or 3-0 in league, excuse me, and has next week off with a bye week next week. Under a minute to play now. Cummings toss play left. Campbell's got it. He'll stay in bounds. I think. Let's see here. Yep, they're going to keep the clock running. He's got almost the first down to the 41. They're going to say second down and short. Seconds to go. This will probably be the last or second to last play of this game. Second and short. 15 seconds now. Cummings turns, and there's an outside handoff to Norman. Norman's got blocking in front of him to the outside. Continues to go. Norman to the sidelines. Got a first down. He is going to be taken out at the 12. Clock will stop at 5 seconds. And Anthony Norman continues to have a bright game this evening. Five seconds, and I would imagine this is going to be the last play. Maybe they can get a couple more points here. Their average for points per game is 15. It's been their issues trying to convert in the red zone. Toss play again left. Norman. Norman, his time will expire. He's going to be taken down at the 4, and that will do it. Some pushing and shoving after the play, and Pleasant Valley improves to 5-2 and picks up the win on Enterprise's homecoming night. On a night that was had a little bit of rain and a lot of Pleasant Valley offense, the Vikings with a big win, improving to 5-2. Enterprise falls to 1-5. They'll take on Foothill next week. For our producer back in the studio, Jared King, I'm Connor Sutton, saying so long. Once again, our final score, Pleasant Valley taking down Enterprise 48-19 here on KCNR 1460.
Had it better in the history of the world. Marie Antoinette didn't have it as good as you did, not by a long shot. But still, these people, just these lefties, they just, every silver lining has a cloud. Her life of luxury and Gulfstream jets is not enough for Bettman. Oh, she's speaking up for other women. Oh, shut up. Just go away. By the way, in the meantime, we can all thank President Trump. The unemployment numbers, new unemployment numbers are out. Job growth slumps in September, but this is from NBC, so naturally they have to lead with the negative. But the unemployment rate hits the lowest level since 1969. It was the summer of 1969. We have the, thanks to President Trump and not Barack Obama, We have the certainly not Hillary Clinton because she lost. She lost on Election Day. It was wonderful. It was really great. That was really funny, wasn't it? And it's still funny every day. She's a very bitter. She was bitter before, but you think she was bitter before? Boy, she's acid now in pumps, in $2,000 pumps. And I love NBC. It's CNBC, but it's still an NBC byproduct. The unemployment rate hits the lowest number since 1969, and the lead of the headline is job growth slumps in September. I don't think that's the lead, guys. You know, I know I'm a former journalist, but the unemployment rate fell 0.2 percentage point to 3.7%, the lowest level since December of 1969. And 0.1 percentage point below expectations. Now, again, that's Richard Nixon was in his first year as president trying to get us out of that Democrat war in Vietnam and get the economy back on track and stop the riots and the assassinations that the Democrats had inflicted on all of us. And it was then, December of 1969, that we had a 3.7% unemployment rate, and we haven't seen it until now, until last month. Thank you, President Trump, for a most extraordinary economy and economic boom, the likes of which, well, based on unemployment, we haven't seen since 1969. Last quarter was 4.2% economic growth. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton both laughed and scoffed at the idea, spitting mad, that you'd suggest we could get to 3% economic growth. A dream, an outrage. And President Trump was saying, I don't know, maybe we should aim higher. Maybe we should aim for 4%. And here we are, last quarter, 4.2% economic growth. Now the lowest unemployment rate since 1969. Most of the country was not born in 1969. Last time we had an unemployment rate this low. And, of course, NBC leads with a little slump in job growth. That's what they want to start with.
Cause you're going to get so tired of winning. You're going to say, Mr. President, please, we don't want to win anymore. It's too much. And I'm going to say, I'm sorry. We're going to keep winning because we're going to make America great again.
Well, there you have it. And the Democrats said, no, 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 you can't do that. No, here's the truth. You can't do that. All right? We can do that. We have done that. The proof is in the fact that it has been done, you see. Whereas under 8 years of Barack Obama, oh, he inherited the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. Yeah. And then he had nearly a decade to deal with it. And his last year in office, he had 1.6% economic growth. Now, the Democrats, if they take over the House, they're going to do everything they can to wreck the economy. And I mean that. That's a fact. Because that would be good for them. That would be good for their party, and you know that's that.
You didn't build that.
You didn't build that. And you know, I wonder why. I said Barack Obama. Remember Barack Obama with the, "I want you to go out and get in everybody's faces." Remember that? This is what you know. I wonder why the country is in each other's faces when we have leaders of the Democrat Party like Barack Obama.
I need you to go out and talk to your friends and talk to your neighbors. I want you to talk to them whether they're independent or whether they are Republican.
He couldn't think of the word.
I want you to argue with them and get in their face. And
that's a good idea. That's a great idea. I don't know if you heard the rage of the insane lefties at the Capitol and the Hart Senate office building and elsewhere on Capitol Hill yesterday. And they've got big A-list stars like Amy Schumer, who is, of course, the niece of or the cousin of Chuck Schumer. Niece? Yeah, I think of Chuck Schumer. And she should arrest her. They should beat her with nightsticks, I think. Hey, Capitol Police, next time you see Amy Schumer, give her a good going over like the old Chicago police style, 1968 style. Give her a good going over. Passion, chaos, as Kavanaugh confirmation vote nears. Bunch of lefties on Capitol Hill yesterday getting arrested. They love getting arrested. I think it's the bondage of the handcuffs that they like most of all. And then, if they're lucky, when they get to jail, they get a mummy wrap and maybe a golden shower. It's you know, like the Russians and that whole thing. All right, let's go to the telephones, Mr. Michael Piercy. Let's go to Carmen in Texas. Carmen, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, listen, I've kind of reaffirmed in my mind what I've seen and the lesson learned, and that is the Democrats will go to any length to fundamentally transform this country. The lying media still has way too much influence on the American people, and the Republicans need to heed the words of General Douglas MacArthur in his farewell address to Congress in 1951 when he said appeasement does nothing more than create a sham peace. And what they need to do is what they demonstrated here recently. They need to stand up and fight back.
I think that's one of the, you're absolutely right and very well articulated, as I would expect, Carmen. And, you know, one of the huge lessons here is fight back.
Yep.
Fight back. And you're absolutely right. You're, you know, you just sort of nailed it all over the place. The lessons here are that the Democrats will go to any length, and they use the phrasing themselves, by any means necessary and all that good stuff. It's a radical leftist worldview, and it's the worldview of today's Democrat Party. And you said that the Democrats will go to any length to corrupt what?
To fundamentally transform this nation for the worse.
Right, to fundamentally transform. That's right, Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of America. They will go to any lengths. They will stop at nothing. The media is too powerful and has too much influence, and they're too corrupt. The media, CNN is completely corrupt 24 hours a day. MSNBC is a radical joke. The rest of the news media. You know that ABC, NBC, CBS never reported that Dr. Ford's ex-boyfriend came forward and said that he flew around Hawaii with her in a small prop plane, that she lived in a 500-square-foot apartment with one door, that she never mentioned anything about any sexual issue, that she never mentioned Brett Kavanaugh. Ex-boyfriend came forward. All this stuff that just punches holes all over Dr. Ford's claims. And ABC, NBC, CBS, The Washington Post completely ignored it. Just completely. As I'm fond of saying, Carmen, the most insidious power the news media has, the power to ignore. And they've been ignoring a lot. And I tell you, you know, Carmen, thank you very much. You nailed it. And fact, fight back. And I was saying this days ago. The Republicans are winning, I was saying earlier this week. You know why they're winning? Because they're fighting. Something they very often don't do, haven't done in the past. They stood their ground because of President Trump. You think Jeb Bush would have seen this through? Jeb Bush would not have fought this fight. Only Donald Trump. Marco Rubio, I'm not a Marco Rubio basher, but I don't know if Marco Rubio, I don't think he would have fought this through. I think only Donald John Trump would have dug his heels in and fought this to the bitter end, as President Trump has. And Mitch McConnell deserves a great deal of credit. And Senator Grassley deserves he seems like, an old country guy. He stood his ground and he fought it through. What are the lessons learned of the last couple of weeks? 888-630-9625.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
If your windows are hard to open and close, are drafty, or difficult to see out of, then it's time to call Renewal by Andersen for your free window diagnosis. I'm Matt Minster, and during my time as a TV home improvement host, I've seen just about every window problem out there. So for any home improvement project, who you choose matters. I've been working with Renewal by Andersen, and I know I've made the best choice for my family's entire home. My Renewal by Andersen replacement windows are made from Fibrex material, a composite exclusive to Andersen that won't flake, blister, peel, or rot, and never requires painting. They're built to last.
Call now and save 15% off your entire project. Plus, save an additional $45 off every window and patio door when you buy four or more. You'll also get 12 months financing with no interest and no money down. Call 800-921-4197 and take advantage of this special offer. That's 800-921-4197. Call now. Renewal by Andersen. The better way to a better window. Offer ends December 31st. Not valid with other offers. Minimum purchase required. Visit renewalbyandersen.com for limited warranty details.
Renowned medical correspondent and endurance race champion, Bob Arnott, MD.
People ask me, how do you keep competing at the age of 70? Healthy living is important, but so is pain relief.
If you have pain, you can't train. So I'm thrilled I discovered Salonpas Lidocaine Plus. This unique topical pain reliever contains two safe and effective anesthetics. Nothing has worked better for me.
Salonpas Lidocaine Plus, cream or roll-on.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Well, then you may qualify for the Fresh Start program. The folks at Civic Tax Relief can give you free information on how it works. Their professionals have over 25 years of experience negotiating with the IRS. That's critical. They know the proper steps to take and the right people to contact to save you the maximum amount of money. They'll negotiate your IRS tax debt, plus protect you from bank levies and wage garnishments. Find out which program fits your situation best. The information and consultation are absolutely free. Experienced tax professionals are standing by. They'll listen to your situation. Find out what you need and give you all the ways they can help in the first free call. Again, this information is free and could change your life. So call now. 800-601-7991. 800-601-7991. Get your free information now. Call 800-601-7991. That's 800-601-7991.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Can't prove perjury, but that's not how we should judge the Kavanaugh case. That's the headline in the Dr. Evil Post today. It looks like a newspaper, but it's not. That's it. We can't prove perjury. You can't prove anything. You can only claim things. I say that the Washington Post runs a child sex trafficking ring out of their basement. I can't prove it. But the accusation is good enough, right? Isn't that the standard that we go by? One of the things that I'm hoping is that when all of this is over, that, and it's not going to, it's the impossible dream, I think, I'm tilting at windmills, but that when all of this is over, that we will be allowed to return as a country to the Western norms that have been in place in our civilization for eight centuries or so, where you are innocent until proven guilty by a court of law and a jury of your peers. A presumption of innocence should be restored to our legal system and to our political process, and our media is utterly incapable of shame, of course, but if they were capable, they should be horribly ashamed of themselves for their performance, and they're not even going to pull it across the finish line for the Democrats, and I may be assuming just a little bit here, but the news media has done it. Boy, they broke their backs for the Democrat Party on this one. They really, not that they have any integrity left to sacrifice on the funeral pyre of left-wing politics, but John Berman and the rest, Chunk Todd and George Snuffleupagus and all of the various Democrat Party political apparatchiks posing as media figures, from Jim Sciutto to George Stephanopoulos, Chunk Todd, across the spectrum, the Chris Matthews's of the world, and Matthews's, yeah, sure, of the world.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Celebrate your history. Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through October 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, and the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through the 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
You You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Are they part of a group? Are they just individuals who have gathered? Any idea?
They are brought here by an umbrella group.
Brought here.
Or a number of umbrella groups. And they come from all sorts of different progressive and liberal causes.
Progressive,
I spent some time today talking with people, for example, from Greenpeace. There are a number of... gay, lesbian activist groups that
are
here.
Save the gay whales.
Abortion groups that are here. So, a variety of different organizations.
Yeah. Now, when you say LGBT, do you include Q in that? And then Q, and then I, and then A, and then A, and then asterisk? Do you include all that? I was reading a story this morning. I called it up in front of myself right now from the Associated Press, which used to be a much more reliable news organization. And they've got a story out of Washington, D.C. The lead is, "This is what democracy looks like," protesters shouted outside the Supreme Court, voicing their opposition to Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the High Court, but somehow speaking for everyone on every side on a day of passion, chaos, and consequences. You know, the chaos is all the left. It's the passion is all because of the left. Here we've got a federal judge with a decade and a half of service on the D.C. Circuit Court, the second highest court in the land, with a stellar record, a pristine record, who just skated right through the congressional hearings and the confirmation process until the Democrats and their machine dug up the Christine Ford accusation. And then the Democrats really dialed it up, and they got gang rape and quaaludes and weenie wagon, and then he threw a cup of ice on someone in college, apparently, in a bar. That was terrible. I'm looking at the AP story, and they've got a photograph, all these liberal and progressive groups. Here's some commie in front of the Supreme Court with a big sign that says, "Kavanaugh liar." The word liar is real big, and Kavanaugh is real small. He's wearing a black T-shirt. They love black. It's the color of death. And it has the logo on it, AZ Resist, like Arizona Resist. But the backdrop is red with a gold star and a gold circle around it, which is total commie land. He's a commie. He's a dirty, rotten, stinking commie. They're commies. They're leftists. These people are leftists. These are not regular American Democrat voters. These are people that when, you know, I talked about it at the time during the Occupy movement, it wasn't about anything. It was like the show Seinfeld. Remember that? The Occupy movement wasn't about anything. But they were testing the waters to see how many brain-damaged idiots they could get to sleep in parks and in their own feces and sexually assault each other. You know, the number of sexual assaults at the Occupy movement encampments were so numerous that in basically all of their major operations in cities across the country, they were forced after a long period of time. They're sleeping out there a long time. They don't have jobs. They don't have brains. And they had to set up rape crisis tents at all of the Occupy, the major Occupy encampments. And, of course, there was that Occupy guy went with a rifle and shot up the back of Barack Obama's White House. Remember that? That was okay. Don't worry about that. Yeah, so they got these, and that was just about organizing. That was about putting together the mailing lists and seeing, putting together the cannon fodder so they can flip a switch on Instagram or Facebook or whatever and get all these loons to travel across the country to stand in front of government buildings for the media and look like idiots. And they've got more than their share. There's some 70-year-old white guy with a gray beard standing behind the guy with the commie T-shirt. And he's got a T-shirt on that says, "Stand with Black Women." He's a 70-something-year-old white guy with a gray beard, and he's got to stand with Black women. See, he's got race and gender in there, is racist and gender. Speaking of, you know, how do you get race into this debate? Well, just ask a liberal. Then we could go to Kirsten Powers from this morning, who's a Democrat. She's actually from Alaska, Kirsten Powers. And she seems a little troubled these days, I've got to say. She seems stressed out to the point where she's troubled. And I got to tell this, the confirming Brett Kavanaugh is going to break the spirit of so many on the left and so many in the Democrat Party. And you know why, don't you? Because they don't believe in getting laws passed through the legislature. They believe in suing and putting everything in the courts. And they believe in stacking the Supreme Court to their advantage, in their favor. And that, you know, getting Hillary, that Hillary was going to do that. She was going to put Mao Zedong on the Supreme Court. And forever after, we would be dismantling the Constitution of the United States of America. But we have been looking to save the Constitution and deny the left the Supreme Court. And all we ask of our justices, once they're seated, is that they protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, respect the laws of the United States of America, and not legislate from the bench. That's all we ask of them. Democrats demand that they legislate from the bench. This is, of course, why the Supreme Court is so important to them. It's the ultimate prize for them. Not the presidency, because that comes and goes, but the Supreme Court, much more long-lasting effects. And because they choose not to look at Barack Obama, how he avoided putting things through the Congress, through the legislature, and instead did everything by executive order, by executive fiat, and through the departments and the agencies. And while his allies out here in crazy land are filing lawsuits all over the place, that they spend their lives and their careers just filing lawsuits and following them up through the court system and getting to the Supreme Court. And if they stack the Supreme Court, then it's win-win, you know, winner-winner, chicken dinner for them, ding, 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 all over the place. And that's why they're so upset about being denied this fifth seat on the Supreme Court, the swing vote on the Supreme Court. And then Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I know, is going to retire very, very soon. I'm just goofing on the Democrats here. But I think she's going to have to retire. She might have to retire. And I think we should have her impeached. I think we should start an impeachment movement against Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who must step down as a Supreme Court justice because there have been accusations of impropriety, illegality even on her part. And there's going to have to be an investigation. And in the meantime, she's going to have to step down from the court for the good of the court and the country. But Kirsten Powers this morning, they got this guy out here, Stand with Black Women. Were any black women accusers? No, they just like to inject race into everything. And they like to polarize everything. It's identity politics. It's you're in this bucket and I'm in that bucket and we all have to fight with each other. The genders have to be at each other's throats, all 58 of them apparently. You know, we've got one gender, and the Democrats, have 16 for maleness. Then we have women, and they've got another 48 for that. They literally have on Facebook 58 genders, 58 genders that you can choose from. This happened because of Barack Obama and the left, but they're insane. Kirsten Powers, very, very forlorn about all of this, and she's pressuring, they're all pressuring Senator Lisa Murkowski, the Alaska Republican, to vote against. There's a lot of pressure, a lot of pressure. The Democrats yesterday flew in a team of Aleut women from Alaska, Eskimo women, if you will, from Alaska. And they shamed Senator Lisa Murkowski, the Alaska Republican, into coming in and meeting with these native women from Alaska that were flown in by the Democrats. They're not afraid of flying. And they're here to pressure Lisa Murkowski to flog her and to whip her and to plague her, just like Bette Midler said, to enslave her and to beat her and pummel her. And into voting with the Democrats. And she may or she may not. Joe Manchin, on the other hand, from West Virginia, the Democrat, may vote in favor of Brett Kavanaugh. And the card count is looking very good for the Republicans, very good. Mike Pence may have to come in and break the tie if the Republicans can only get 50. Republicans only have 51 votes. If they lose, they can lose one vote. They can lose one. They can lose Lisa Murkowski, as long as they hold on to Jeff Flake and Susan Collins. Still puts him at 50, then the vice president, who is the president of the Senate, can come in and be the deciding vote that gives it 51, and then the Democrats pull the detonation cords on their suicide vests inside the Senate chamber, and they're splattered all over the ceiling, and and we can all laugh and clap from home, and it'll be real funny and all that stuff. Kirsten Powers talking about this feels very strongly. And I just, it's amazing how they can racialize anything. The Democrats are the biggest racists in our country, certainly. Outside our country, racism is a lot worse, contrary to what the Democrats would tell you. But here it is. How do you racialize a story that's about all white people?
I totally understand somebody being upset. I think we could all go back and watch Clarence Thomas's response in a similar situation, and he was clearly upset, but he didn't act the way Brett Kavanaugh did. And I think that a lot of people look at this, especially women and people of color, and say, if that hadn't been a white man doing that, I think that people would have a very different reaction to it.
Yeah, that's a, well, but it was a white man, so and we can go back and look at Clarence Thomas and see, he behaved as he should have. And she's saying, well, we Democrats, we're going to call you child rapists and gang rapists and serial rapists and say that you drug teenage girls and gang rape them. And you shouldn't lose your cool. Otherwise, you know, that's I look for it. There are going to be a lot of payback for this from me at dinner tables and things and in casual conversation with Democrats and with liberals. There's going to be a lot of payback for years over this, for years, over the gang rape quaalude thing, years going on for 2 years. Young 15-year-old Brett Kavanaugh with his dandy haircut and his club stripe tie was apparently slipping quaaludes to teenage girls and gang raping them at parties, dozens of parties over the course of years. It spanned years. And that was his 15-year-old self. And still he was valedictorian or whatever of his class. Now they racialize it. Well, you know, Clarence Thomas, really, that's the way we wanted him to behave. That's the way we expected him to behave. We didn't expect him to hit back. Well, we're hitting back, all right? So sit down and shut up. How about that? We'll just start with that. You know, on the sea cruise, we have an annual sea cruise. We call it the Chris Plant Sea Cruise. And nice people come along. And there was a nice couple, very nice couple I was talking to. And I won't use any names. The nice lady. Nice lady said to me, you know, Chris, she said, why Trump and why I voted for Trump and why I voted for Trump. And I said, why? And she said very pointedly, because I was tired of being told to shut up. And I think there are many millions of us that feel precisely like that. I think she articulated very eloquently what millions of us are feeling. And this whole exercise was an effort by the Democrats to shut everyone up by bringing in gang rape and quaaludes and attempted rape and one-piece bathing suits and 1982 or whatever year it might have been, and sleazy lawyers with spiky haircuts and creepy lawyers with beards and Michael Avenatti, the creepy porn lawyer, and these women making outrageous and you know, here's the thing, another lesson learned here. The media, people still believe the media. People still believe what they see on CNN. People still believe what they see on MSNBC. And when CNN and MSNBC tells people that, this is a very real gang rape and quaaludes and for years, and this woman is very credible. And when evidence comes out that they're not credible, then the news media just ignores it. It ends up on the cutting room floor. There, one of the lessons is that the news media can still convince millions of people of a falsehood or a series of falsehoods in this case. And there are people in this country that will go to their graves believing whatever it is that they were told over the course of the last couple of weeks. Gang rapes? Sure, I'll buy into that. Threw a cup of ice on somebody? Yeah, you bet. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Lee in Leesburg, Virginia. Lee, you're at the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Hey. Good to talk to you again.
Welcome.
Hey, Chris. First, I wanted to...
Pick up that phone.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Come on. This is... What are you... Come on. I'm going to hang up on you.
Yeah, I should know better.
Yeah, you should. Yes, you should. Yeah, I'm not your grandmother. Pick up. You're on the radio.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, Chris. I wanted to congratulate you. I was listening to C-SPAN yesterday, and I heard your reference to Atticus Finch and To Kill a Mockingbird on the mouth of John Cornyn.
There. Is that right?
Yes, I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my God, here it is. He's talking Atticus Finch and To Kill a Mockingbird. So your words are heard on the floor of the Senate, you know, so more power to you.
Well, it seems like almost a gimme, doesn't it? It's a lynch mob, and we're looking for the one sane man amidst all the madness and wandering the land with a lantern looking for the last honest man. That's not Atticus Finch. That's another one. But that's fun. That's fun to hear.
Yeah, that was cool. I kind of laughed inside when I heard that. I said, okay, it's cool. Okay.
Well, that's good.
Hey, you know, the second thing is that this is the first Supreme Court justice that I really know. I mean, there has of all those people that have come and gone on that court, this is the first man that I really know. I mean, he's the guy I could sit down and have a beer with.
Or a couple.
I thought this was kind of a revolution to me. So if there's something we learn from this, we learn about a Supreme Court justice and who this person really is going to be, you know. And I think you're right. We're going to see this guy on the court, and we're going to know Brett Kavanaugh. We all know him now, so I feel really good about that.
Wow. That's a very interesting thing to say, and it really is, and I hadn't thought of that. There was Sonia Sotomayor who because the Republicans are civil and they didn't accuse her of being, you know, gang-raping lesbian and a dog murderer or a child kidnapper or anything like that. It was very civil. Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, of course, put on the court by Barack Hussein Obama II. They're huge lefties. They despise the Constitution. They'll do everything they can to dismantle the Republic and their time on the court. Everyone knows that. That's why Obama and the left put them there. Lindsey Graham voted for them. Lots of Republicans voted for them. Because when we play it the Republican way, we have civil discourse and the other guy gets their person on the court. When the left is here, we have explosions and assaults and arrests and protests and communist flags and the Kavanaugh family is going to be in danger for the rest of their lives because of what the left did in the last couple of weeks.
You're listening to the Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Ugh, go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't fight the IRS on your own. Call U.S. Tax Shield and learn if you qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Initiative. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free tax debt analysis at 800-405-1225 now. 800-405-1225. 800-405-1225.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Got a lot of great audio today of good people and awful people, politicians and media people, but what's the difference? Going to get to all that good stuff. Christine Blasey Ford update. Devil's Triangle update. These people, what ridiculous people. What a ridiculous process. Hey, what's boofing? You know, it's what you're doing now. What's the Devil's Triangle? It's what happens when your daughter goes on a date. Let's go to Linda in Colorado. Linda, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Linda.
Nice to talk to you. I used to live in the area for about 22 years, and I listen to you all the time.
Well, wonderful. I'm very happy.
As to what we should have learned from all this,
yes.
Anyone sitting on the fence was wondering about the Democrats and what they would do, how far they would go, should have no doubt in their mind now that they would do, say anything, destroy anybody to get power back.
Do and say anything and destroy anyone to get power back, is what you said.
That's
your phone's
right.
Skipping a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. The other thing is that now it is our turn. Mitch McConnell's done the fight. Grassley's done the fight. And God knows that our president has fought for us like crazy and taken how many slings and arrows 24/7. So it is our turn to stand up and vote and support these people who fought for us. And we need to fight for them and show the Democrats what democracy looks like.
You, that was beautiful. That was just perfect. Boy, that was great, Linda. You're 100%. You know, that is not what democracy looks like. These unbathed, unshaven people who smell badly, yelling at the top of their lungs and harassing people. That's not actually what it looks like.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.